Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
President Trump, I am here to respectfully tell you that if you don't wake the fuck up and take action right now, you're not going to get reelected in 2020. In fact, the globalists are going to steal that election and then fully overthrow this nation as you know well. I'm about to give you a briefing on the endgame of censorship and the fact that you must act now. Mr. President, we're able to get this report to you. I beg you for yourself, your family, my family, and the whole world to understand that your blind spot, your Achilles heel, is your confidence that you can overpower the censors and overpower the manipulation that we saw in 2016. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, July 29th, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar. Our websites are InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and Paul, of course, has his Summit.News, doing an excellent job, Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to kick off tomorrow a 40-hour special broadcast starting at 8 a.m. with David Knight, myself after that, Owen Schroer in the War Room, and then right through for the next 40 hours as we cover the live Clown World Part 2 event from the collapsed leftist city of the once great Detroit, Michigan. We're going to have our reporters like we did last time with amazing on-the-ground live coverage. You can find local radio stations in your area or Infowars.com/show. You can also spread the link clownworld.us to everyone you know, and that URL is not as censored. Now, speaking of censorship, for any country or any people to be free, they've got to have free speech. They've got to have a way to communicate. And now, just this last week, even Google is telling advertisers that having the keyword Christian in their search term is offensive and not acceptable, but Muslim or Wiccan or Buddhist or Satanist or agnostic or atheist is. This is how massive this culture control has gotten beyond any even oppressive authoritarian university. And in the first minute of the broadcast, I put up on screen the intro of a 9.5-minute video that is linked up on drudgereport.com. We'll show viewers drudgereport.com. Right there on the right-hand side, the easiest place to find it. Alex Jones, why is President Trump committing suicide? And we're going to move that video back to the front page of Infowars.com and NewsWars.com so that hopefully this great audience will share that link, because we are in an information war. We have all the internal videos from Google and Facebook and Twitter admitting they plan to steal the election. We have all this computer scientist experts showing it's already ongoing. It's so massive. 200 million plus followers of several hundred dominant meme accounts on Instagram and Facebook were destroyed. Some of these accounts that had been up for 5 years or longer had 40 plus million followers on one account, 30 plus million on another account. Dozens of other accounts had millions of followers who'd chosen to go to those accounts that were libertarian, nationalist, pro-Trump. They were all, in the last 4 days, destroyed. In fact, the numbers are intensifying. As of last Friday, it was over 100 million followers who lost their ability to visit those sites. It's over 200 million as of Saturday when I counted it up. I don't know what it is now, but the emails, the calls, everything is pouring in. I've got family calling me saying they've lost their Instagrams, and they're not even political. If they see American flags, if they see you're Christian, they're coming after you. In an attempt to scare other Christians and other Americans to pull down the American flags, to stop talking about Jesus, to stop even calling yourselves Christian, just like all the big ecumenical movements have done. This is here. And they're making their move beyond Evergreen College, beyond any of the stuff you've seen at Harvard. This is mind control. This is America and the world as a giant globalist re-education camp. Whatever you do, understand history's happening now and you are on the battlefield. Stay with us.
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
We now take you live to the front lines of the fight for America, for free speech, for property rights, for the right to not be forcibly inoculated, for the right to not live in a city or town microwaved by 5G. We are the tip of the spear thanks to all of your support. You are the tip of the spear. This whole operation is symbiotic, a 360 win if we're able to defeat the globalist. It is Monday, July 29th, 2019. I'll be here for the next 4 hours. We have a retired state police officer whose brother is a friend of the show, Joe Bannister's brother. We'll be popping in at the bottom of the middle of the next hour, and he will be getting into the inside scoop on what happened at the Garlic Festival, where several people were shot and killed, including a six-year-old boy, more than, 14 people now wounded in the gun-free zone, and how the individual was able to get in through a creek and cut his way in. Mass shooting at Garlic Festival, six-year-old among dead, terror in California, gunman ID'd, I'm really angry. And the state police officer that's going to be joining us, just recently retired, is John Bannister, and he used to run the security at the Garlic Festival just a few years ago. So he will be joining us coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Okay. It's a quickening. It's the best of times, worst of times. Trump is starting to go after the swamp. He said he's going to go after him criminally. We'll see if he can get the Justice Department to do their job. It's all very cut and dry. But this new individual he's tapped out of Texas, who's been a former federal prosecutor and is an expert on how to go after illegal spying, he has been nominated to replace Dan Coats, who was clearly a deep stater. So that is all coming up as well today. We are also going to be playing some clips from John Ratcliffe, who just said that Trump just nominated, who says that AG Barr will deliver justice to any Obama officials who committed crimes. That's all coming up today. Trump's doing a great job so far on that front, standing up to the deep state. But it's only a beginning. But if he doesn't stand against the very same deep state, the very same intelligence agencies that founded and run Google, Facebook, and Twitter that are stay-behinds from Obama and Hillary, then he's going to be defeated. They're going to steal the election. And it's a very serious issue. I made a huge deal about this yesterday, and I'm very angry at Trump because our destinies are tied to Trump. There's no doubt he's fighting the globalists. There's no doubt he's making them angry. But if he doesn't bring them to justice, and if he doesn't get on the offense, they're already on the offense. They're not going to back down. And they're intimidating and harassing and bullying Americans, and they're censoring hundreds of millions of people. And if Trump doesn't take action on that, then it's a dereliction of duty, and he will be removed from office, and he will be indicted. They want to punish nationalists. So the report where I asked President Trump, are you committing suicide? Why are you committing suicide? Is on drudgereport.com on the right-hand side. And I'm asking everyone to go there and to get that link off drudgereport.com. Why is President Trump committing suicide? Alex Jones' emergency message to 45. It's only 7.5 minutes long. It's got the evidence of what's happening, and it needs to get out there in a big way. Now let's go ahead and go to this boil-down report. Hillary and Obama face the music, and then we'll be back on the other side to get into the entire spectrum of amazing news. Stay with us.
Let's look into Obama the way they've looked at me from day one. They've looked into everything that we've done. They could look into the book deal that President Obama made. Let's subpoena all of his records. Let's subpoena all of the records having to do with Hillary Clinton and all of the nonsense that went on with Clinton and her foundation and everything else. We could do that all day long.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trump is moving and moving in a big way against the deep state. On Friday in a press conference, he said there should be criminal investigation of Obama and Hillary for their deep state activities trying to overthrow his election. That's called attempted overthrow of the government. It's called high treason. Then Congressman John Ratcliffe did the rounds in the last 2 days on Fox News, you name it, saying there's going to be criminal charges coming for a lot of high-level people. That's a big deal. But how big was it then when Trump, 15 minutes ago, tweeted this out? I am pleased to announce that highly respected Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas will be nominated by media director of national intelligence. A former U.S. attorney, John will lead and inspire greatness for the country he loves. Dan Coats, the current director, will be stepping down. Now, the word is Coats helped with the whole ongoing cover-up but lied to Trump's face. It was General Rogers, former head of the NSA, that first warned Trump when he was president-elect. This is beyond bombshell information.
Can you give me an example other than Donald Trump where the Justice Department determined that an investigated person was not exonerated because their innocence was not conclusively determined?
I cannot, but this is a unique
situation.
Okay,
well, you can't. Time is short. I've got 5 minutes. Let's just leave it at you can't find it, because I'll tell you why. It doesn't exist. The special counsel's job, nowhere does it say that you were to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocence or that the special counsel report should determine whether or not to exonerate him. It's not in any of the documents. It's not in your appointment order. It's not in the special counsel regulations. It's not in the OLC opinions. It's not in the justice manual. And it's not in the principles of federal prosecution. Nowhere do those words appear together, because respectfully, Director, it was not the special counsel's job to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocence or to exonerate him. Because the bedrock principle of our justice system is a presumption of innocence. It exists for everyone. Everyone is entitled to it, including sitting presidents. And because there is a presumption of innocence, prosecutors never, ever need to conclusively determine it.
Should Adam Schiff step down, given the fact that he has massively, massively misled the American people for 2 years going, as has people like John Brennan, who went on CNN and said the president committed treason?
Well, the Democrats overplayed their hand here. They've dug a pretty big hole for themselves, and Adam helped dig that hole. I'm not going to be the one to take the shovel out of his hand at this point in time. I think the Democrats need to look at this. The chairman of the most coveted committee in the House, the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, is someone who accused the president of crimes, who said he had evidence of those crimes, who said he thought the president would end his first term in jail. His ability to govern the Intelligence Committee, his credibility in calling investigations going forward, is very much in question.
Trump has been surrounded. Trump has been demonized. He's been lied about. He's been obstructed. But he's really getting his heels in now. He's really his tires are not spinning anymore. They're catching onto the ground here. He's getting real friction and moving forward. The problem is the internet and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube are conservatively, when it comes to politics, hundreds of times bigger than all cable news combined. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live, but I wanted to air that report because it has a good compilation from the Sunday broadcast of the fact that Trump is starting to go on the offense, and that's what he's got to do. The establishment's not going to back down. They're not going to quit. They're not going to give in. They are just going to continue to try to remove Trump because they have to punish a nationalist president who would dare stand up to the Chi-Coms and others, because the Democrats are bought and paid for almost entirely by foreign multinational combines that have decided that China is the future of the world, that have decided that America is to be taught a lesson. I mean, my goodness, look at the propaganda out of mainstream media. It's that America's bad. Don't have the American flag. Take it off Nike tennis shoes. Take it out of colleges. Don't say American or America. They are demoralizing us. They are teaching us to hate ourselves and that we are a doormat for everybody. And then all these lies that if we say, look at Democrat cities full of rats and feces, they go, oh, you're calling our people rats. It's just incredible. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back. The this is the most banned, most lied about, most demonized multimedia broadcast in the world. But thanks to you, the listeners and viewers and great people like Matt Drudge, we're breaking through the electronic Berlin Wall, the globalist, and the truth is getting out there. We're not going to convert to a system like communist China where their journalists are arrested and killed. We're going to stand against the big corporate media, the CNNs, the ABCs, the MSNBCs that are openly lobbying to take the American people's speech away and then lying about Trump, saying that he's attacking the media and the free press when he's not trying to shut down the corporate press. He's simply countering their lies. Let me break down what's coming up today. I mean, I've already got into the big censorship situation, how Trump has to take action. And I've already gotten into the fact that Trump's removing the head of the Director of National Intelligence that oversees the 17 agencies and putting a bulldog in there that will really go after him, Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas, former federal prosecutor. That's sending alarm bells throughout the deep state. But if Trump doesn't go after the censorship and the concerted attacks on mainline Christians now, and Google last week saying officially you can't use the keyword Christian, that violates terms of service, that it's a dirty word. Paul wrote about that last Monday, but on Friday they started sending out the notices to people with YouTube accounts saying the word Christian is bad. And a lot of listeners are probably saying, look, that can't be. Major universities across the country last week said, do not say American or America. It's hurtful. It was just July 4th. They did it on purpose, that Nike took the Betsy Ross flag off the Kaepernick. When Kaepernick complained, this is meant to be over the top. Because if we just get used to hearing about how the American flag's getting pulled down and Mexican flags run up by the city council of Aurora, a bunch of white people, virtue signaling, and if we get used to hearing, you know, the term mother and father's hurtful, and we get used to pedophiles saying they're going to come recruit our kids out of the school and groom them whether we like it or not, the sky's the limit. And let me tell you what else is coming up. Oh, now National Review, the same folks that helped the Democrats basically merge with the communist Chinese. American movie studios are wrong to appease Chinese censors. Well, that's a decade late and $1 trillion short. That's right. Got to airbrush those flags, those foreign flags, those Japanese and Taiwanese flags out. It's a lot more than that. Google and Apple have moved into China. They're tax exempt. Think of the level of treason we're dealing with. And then the big move to impeach Trump. All these fake national polls saying, oh, 45% agree it's time to impeach him. Yeah. Who'd you call on the telephone in that poll? What was the margin of error? Did you over-skew Democrats like they do in all polls? These polls are fake. It's the age of deception. The private Federal Reserve raised interest rates 8 times to kill the economy. Trump's already removed 2 of the Fed board. He's threatening to remove the head of the Fed board. So now they're saying, okay, they're going to announce an interest rate cut. And again, folks, we need interest rates to be increased, except the EU and China and everybody else have cut their rates, and they're flooding money. And so it's a global devaluation regardless. And that's what's so dangerous about all this. That's coming up as well. But without even trying to look for these reports, later in the show I'm going to do this, later in the broadcast, I see videos and compilations and underground articles and local news stories by police departments every day that don't get national attention, where gangs of racist black people target white people, old people, young people, and beat them, in some cases kill them. And then there's no news coverage of it, but there's news coverage everywhere about record numbers of whites targeting minorities, and then there isn't any evidence of that. They just lie, like FBI Director Wray did before Congress. I have stacks of these here and in Europe, of videos of this, stacks of articles. Germany, Police say man of African descent killed 8-year-old boy after pushing him in front of train for no reason with his mother. She rolled out of the way. The child died. Courts in Europe are ruling that foreigners can rape women because, well, it's a virtue signal. That's how out of control all of this has gotten. It's all racially focused with the media pushing race war and weird apology tours financed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who's pumping hundreds of millions of dollars into these speakers that come and speak to your college, your high school, and teach you about how white people are bad. But it's okay because a white person saying it. It is the most racist divide and conquer strategy ever. And Bill and Melinda Gates are doing this because they fund eugenics operations all over the world to make white people racist. It's reverse psychology, and it's very, very, very diabolical. So that's coming up in the last segment of this hour. I'm going to go into some articles on that and detail it in great detail. The Daily Caller Foundation has done a big report on that as well. Now, tomorrow at 8 a.m. when David Knight normally kicks off the David Knight Show, we kick off a 40-hour Clown World 2 coverage of the Democrat national debates from Detroit, Michigan. We're going to have reporters on the ground like we did last time. We're going to have constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes in studio with us, and David Knight, Owen Schroyer, Paul Joseph Watson, so many others. Clownworld.us is the easiest way to find the feed, or Infowars.com/show. Now, I know you're already dialed in. I know you're already informed, and I don't have to tell you that it's all in your hands. You are in the field, on the field, in the arena, whether you want to be or not. But obviously, you're tuned into this broadcast. You care. And so this is a team effort to circumvent and overpower the big corporate media and big tech and all the lies they're putting out. They don't want us to be dissecting the technical difficulties and the idiocy and all the free stuff that's going to be offered tomorrow. They want an echo chamber so the people watching that get normalized to hearing white people are inherently bad, healthcare, housing, education, livings should be free, whether you want to work or can't work or don't want to work. Remember, AOC said, whether you can't work or don't want to work, you'll get a free income. As the states the Democrats control are collapsing, as the student aid's being disappeared, as the welfare is being taken away by the blue city controllers who are robbing their people. They don't want us on air to expose Elijah Cummings. By the way, they're taking down the Twitters and Facebooks of citizen journalists who are black in Baltimore, Maryland, showing that the rats are so bad the streets are collapsing, and showing that they've been begging for help. But Elijah Cummings steals all the money. He's well known to be corrupt. They don't want us here when they tell us that the sky's black and it's blue. They don't want us here to say that's not true, to call out the emperors not wearing any clothes. It's all coming up straight ahead. History of humanity's saga, this great experience of mystery, of love and of hate and of hard work and of war and of peace, has been our experience. The globalists are teaching us to hate ourselves. They're teaching us the post-human millennium is here. And we need to just step down and step aside and let the globalists control the future and their final revolution. But some of us don't want to do that. Every socialist or communist or leftist city on Earth is a giant, imploded system of isolated individuals, almost no families, incredible corruption, with Democrat ruling classes feeding off giant slums and subpopulations. And that's why if somebody comes in from corrupt Puerto Rico or somebody comes in from corrupt Somalia, there are a lot of great people in those countries, especially protectorates like Puerto Rico. A lot of Puerto Rican listeners, a lot of great culture. But the ruling class of corruption comes into the United States and sets up the very same system. The former Soviet Union satellite leaders, many of which ran dictatorships in places like Hungary and Romania and Poland, they are now EU heads in the unelected EU government. This is a formula. This is a plan. And Elijah Cummings has been in Congress 30 plus years. No one even runs against him. He's incredibly corrupt. He's a thug. And he chews out Congress saying we torture children, we kill children, we take them from their parents, that the Border Patrol are Nazis. He goes along with the drink out of toilet stuff. And so Trump knows all about Baltimore, Maryland, because he owns some buildings in the nicer area. And he said, why don't you fix your own city? There's an article on Infowars.com and Newswars.com by Paul Joseph Watson with the headline. We can put it up there and scroll down for TV viewers. Radio listeners should go get it and share it. And it says, proof, video shows that much of Baltimore, Maryland is a rat-infested hellhole. And then it shows the derelict houses, the abandos, as they're called, and the murder maps. And the murder maps show the thousands of murders a year in Baltimore, only rivaled by Chicago. Again, those maps are in the article by Paul Joseph Watson on Newswars.com and Infowars.com. And we're going to go over some of these for you and then play some clips right now. But here's a headline. Democrats, Baltimore mayor, we'll play this in a moment, confirms Trump's comments. Oh, my God, you can smell the rats and dead animals. The streets are collapsing because the rats build nest underneath them. Now, that's the black mayor a year ago. But Elijah Cummings says it's better to have rats than to be a rat. He can't take care of his people. We got millions pouring across the border, hundreds of thousands a month that are coming and turning themselves in, wanting asylum. We process who they are in lavish accommodations, with microscopes aimed at the people. The women and children are in lavish. The men aren't, because they'd have to put the children in bad conditions if they didn't, because it's collapsing. But Elijah Cummings won't take care of the road warrior level collapse. It's like what you see in beyond third world countries, what you see in Escape from New York. Now, Elijah Cummings doesn't care. Here's some more of the articles. Baltimore's rat problem is so bad, roads are collapsing. You've got to go look at these articles for yourself. You've got to look at the crime maps, the murder maps. They're all on Infowars.com in that article. Rat problem is so bad in Baltimore that a documentary film was made about it. Some of the rats are as big as chihuahuas. Woman who filmed Baltimore trash videos now being harassed by leftists. Go read that Steve Watson article. Nobody's going to see this unless you get it out. Hell, they'll probably say Trump's killing people next in Baltimore. So that's just some of what's unfolding here. And here's the Baltimore mayor talking about how bad it is.
About a year ago, city leaders identified some of the city's most violent neighborhoods.
What the hell? We should just take all this down.
To target.
Ooh, you can smell the rats.
Under Baltimore's Violence Reduction Initiative.
Ooh, Jesus.
Just last week, we went with Mayor Pugh as she toured an East Baltimore neighborhood.
It's a new one. I've been out here 54 years. It's a new one.
Baltimore's Violence Reduction Initiative is about taking steps to rid communities of the cornerstones that contribute to crime.
Oh, my God. You can smell the dead animals.
Blocks of dilapidated buildings help to hide the addiction that's crippled this community.
And of course, Bernie Sanders a couple years ago, blaming the rich people, said, look at Baltimore. It is like a third world country. And they went on to talk about the piles of trash, the no service, the police won't show up. There's just piles of garbage everywhere. Murders just constantly happening, drive-by shootings, and nothing's being done. And now whites that live in the area all over the place are being beaten and robbed and driven out, which is making things collapse even faster. Here's Bernie Sanders.
The fact of the matter is that America is the wealthiest country in the history of the world. But anyone who took the walk that we took around this neighborhood would not think you're in a wealthy nation. You would think that you were in a third world.
Well, you know, third world countries always become third world, Bernie, because people start offering a bunch of free stuff. And then an elite gets in that basically takes total control. We've had the most wealth because we didn't have a big welfare system, and we were Christian, and we were capitalist. Now we have a bunch of ultra-rich power elites that are basically tax-exempt, who set offshore, who are funding socialism and communism to domesticate us and control us. But anywhere the left is in control, they absolutely exploit and control their people, putting them on giant modern plantations. That's the plan. That's the operation. That's what they do. And I know as an audience, you know that. But as the censorship intensifies, the average person on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube cannot even show you this information. So the Democrats can just sit there and lie and lie and lie. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to get into the incredible level of brainwashing that white people are inherently evil and are inherently bad by white academics and others who are being financed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That's coming up. Speaking of financed, I'm being financed by you, the American people. And the main reason they sued me with the fake Sandy Hook lawsuits and all that, they've now admitted, was to try to get into our finances to discover who finances us. And they're now beside themselves that we're not funded by the Russians or the Mercers or anybody else. We're funded by you, the viewer, you, the listener, buying products direct from us. They harassed and took most of our sponsors many years ago. So I went to direct sales. I was always doing that with documentary films and T-shirts and things. And so we bring you the best supplements, the best water filtration, the best air filtration, the best non-GMO heirloom seeds, the very best shortwave radios that you'll find at the lowest prices. It's all there. A hardware store, a preparedness store, a Patriot apparel store, a huge supplement operation. And today, and it will end today because we have new specials tomorrow, 50% off DNA Force for your telomeres, your cells, everything. Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Supermel Vitality, it's all 50% off right now, but that sale has to end and your purchase finances our operation, and we're getting close to selling out of the Don't Tread on Me Chris Pratt style American flag shirt. So be sure and get yours and support the Second American Revolution. Ladies and gentlemen, you saw it just a few weeks ago. The greatest show on earth. 20 clown Democrats all offering more free stuff than the next person. Bernie Sanders said we all get $15 minimum wage unless you work for me at his campaign. But since then, we've seen, little Eric Swalwell sucking on his thumb. He was at 0%, but Beto O'Rourke's polling at 0%. He hasn't stepped down either. So coming up this Tuesday and this Wednesday, we're going to have from Detroit, Michigan, Clown World 2, the greatest show on earth. Ringmaster, bring me my microphone. They want to normalize their leftist propaganda that America's run by Nazis. We didn't kill the Nazis and defeat them. That America's torturing little Hispanic children in concentration camps, even though they're the most open nation in the world, and 60%+ of the Border Patrol's Hispanic. They want to sell you on the idea. Cory Booker, Joe Biden and all the rest of these individuals want to tell you how much America sucks. And so it's going to be a great train wreck watching them fall all over themselves, demonizing America and promising free education, free health care, free homes. Even if you don't want to work, you're going to get free stuff. They've all adopted AOC's policies. Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas is trying to crash the U.S. economy right now, try to stop Trump. We're going to be covering it this Tuesday and this Wednesday live with myself, Robert Barnes, David Knight, Owen Schroyer, Will Johnson's in town, and so many others. And we're going to have reporters on the ground, Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett and others, just like last time, there covering the entire spectacle. This is going to be the greatest show on earth. We're going to document just how pathetic these maggots are. And we're going to have people on the street covering it all at clownworld.us and infowars.com/show and on hundreds of radio and TV stations in defiance of the globalist censors that don't want us to point out the emperor's new clothes, that don't want us to point out how pathetic they are and how the whole world is sick of these people. So do your part, my friends, if you want to defeat the censors, and I know you do. Spread the world about our two-night-only coverage of Clown World 2, the greatest show on earth, at Infowars.com/show and clownworld.us. I'm Alex Jones, and I endorse this message. We're definitely hitting on all cylinders, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to you. Okay, I said this segment I was going to get into the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and this extremely critical report out of the Daily Caller News Foundation. 12K a day, how white liberals profit from pushing white privilege. They have thousands of speakers, on average paid $4,000 a day. Some are paid $20,000 a day. To go around and tell people that whites are inherently bad. Now, why would Bill and Melinda Gates do that? When I start the next hour, I'm going to get to that. And then I've been watching this Area 51 situation. And my original thoughts 3 weeks ago are dead on. And I'm sure you had the same thoughts. But let me just explain something, and I'm sure you all know this. Anyone that's had a Facebook page the last few years knows that you have to pay money basically to have one now, unless you're just a private person they want to spy on and then sell your data. But if you try to start a Facebook for your dog grooming place, they're going to say terms of service now and I'll let you have it. If you do one for your church, they're going to demand money now. Google's not letting people promote Christianity. I mean, this is just, they're taking American flags off Nike tennis shoes. They're telling universities. The universities are saying, don't say America or American. This is meant to be over the top. I'm going to break that down next hour because, what am I getting at? This individual is a cutout. And I want him on the show. He wants to come on here and defend himself, but I've seen him. We're going to play the clip next hour of him doing a local news interview. The individual that has organized 1.6 million people to storm a Skunk Works space plane base, an Air Force aircraft testing facility that's got nuclear weapons, chemical weapons stored at it, toxic waste dumps. Reportedly, it's where they haul decommissioned nuclear reactors out of submarines. It's a giant waste dump. And they're saying 1.6 million are going to storm it, and Facebook leaves it up and watches it. What I'm trying to say is they won't let a Christian organize a pro-life vigil. They won't let a conservative member of Congress even reach their members on Facebook. But they'll let some trendy dude who wears video game outfits sit up there and go, we're going to have 1.6 million people storm a military base. Facebook was set up by the left and the CIA. So was Google. They are 100% running this. Maddie Roberts, Area 51 Facebook event creator, reveals his identity. Now, this guy may just be a useful idiot. But again, Facebook created same day Pentagon kills the exact same project. LifeLog that was meant to track everything you do in your life and get you to opt into it like an idiot. NQTEL funded Zuckerberg. That's the DARPA funding arm for new projects. It's not even classified that Google was set up by the NSA and CIA. It's not even classified. And that's why they're panicking that Trump is putting as the head of national intelligence, Congressman Ratcliffe, who understands all this. But there's a lot to get control of and a lot in the bureaucracy. And Facebook was designed and built for taking down countries and producing mobs who could be organized into things like the Arab Spring. I'm going to break that down next hour as well. Before, we are joined by a recently retired state police officer, the brother of IRS famous whistleblower, Treasury agent Joe Bannister. His brother will be joining us, recently retired, and was one of the people that headed up security at the Garlic event, where 15 shot, 3 dead, 1 a 6-year-old boy, and 1 the shooter. An example of victim zones where they are gun-free zones, where these psychotics go. Because it's advertised, instead of suicide or suicide by a cop, well, just go to an event and shoot a bunch of people. That's all coming up at the bottom of the next hour. But I am going to get to, first, how they are fomenting that whites are inherently evil. And so attacks on white people all over Europe, all over Canada, all over the U.S. are just exponential. And then the FBI doesn't call those hate crimes. And then they put out fake statistics that there's record numbers of whites engaged in, quote, terror. And they call any type of crime or event a terror attack. And then they say, oh, there's been over 100 terror attacks by white people in 2018. That's the latest numbers. And then I guarantee you, in Austin, Texas, and I love black folks that love me, but I grew up in Dallas, man. I had black friends, but I sure as hell knew a lot of black folks were as racist as you can get. And I guarantee you there are hundreds of racial attacks on white people every year in Austin. And it's nothing compared to Dallas. Don't believe me? Just go to the south side of Dallas if you're white and walk around a little bit. Black people pull up and say, hey, man, you're dumb. What are you doing around here? There's something wrong with you? Listen, I'm not against you, but you're going to get your ass hurt. Woo, cracker, you're in the wrong place. So, this is what the left is fomenting and pushing, and it's very dangerous, and I'm going to break down exactly how it's working and how they're doing it when we get into the next hour. But the first thing I want to air in that little short no man's land, some stations don't carry the first 5 minutes, but some stations don't want to carry the fake news, so why shouldn't they just carry our little special reports at the start of each hour for the first 5 minutes, then we go to break at 5 minutes after it, 6 minutes after we come back, the standard radio clock. But for stations that want it, they're always welcome to take all or part of the reports we air. And the one we're going to air is dealing with what happened in Baltimore and Cummings and how insane it is. Baltimore ignored by race-baiting millionaire Congressman Elijah Cummings, who wants to keep people, period, down on the plantation, never give them any hope. Trump is actively trying to help all communities and bring us together. The left is funded by offshore corporations and others, just like the Chi-Coms that own Hollywood, to teach us to hate ourselves. But we're coming together regardless. Stay with us.
This seems, Mick, to be the worst kind of racial stereotype. Let me finish.
Yeah.
Racial stereotyping. Black congressman, majority black district. I mean, no human being would want to live there. Is he saying people that live in Baltimore are not human beings?
There is a massive crisis on our border that the Democrats are well aware of.
We cannot allow people to pour into the U.S. undetected, undocumented, and unchecked. Americans are right to demand better border security and better enforcement of the immigration laws.
While we need to address the issue of immigration and the challenge we have of undocumented people in our country, we certainly don't want any more coming in.
Yet the current president of the United States called out a ranking millionaire member of Congress for his lording over his own district after Representative Elijah Cummings blamed the executive office for the crisis on the border.
You're doing a great job. I guess you feel like you're doing a great job, right? Is that what you're saying?
We're doing our level best in a very challenging.
What does that mean? What does that mean when a child is sitting in their own feces, can't take a shower? Come on, man. What's that about? None of us would have our children in that position.
Meanwhile, impeachment bully U.S. Representative Elijah Cummings and the media cry racism after President Trump tweeted, "As proven last week during a congressional tour, the border is clean, efficient, and well-run, just very crowded. Cummings' district is a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. If he spent more time in Baltimore, maybe he could help clean up this very dangerous and filthy place.
No human being would want to live there. Infested." That's usually reserved for references to rodents and insects, but we've seen the president invoke infestation to criticize lawmakers before. You see a pattern here? He's insulted thousands of people, many different types of people. But when he tweets about infestation, it's about black and brown people. The president says about Congressman Cummings' district that no human would want to live there. You know who did, Mr. President?
I
did.
Sick.
From the day I was brought home from the hospital to the day I left for college. And a lot of people I care about still do.
Look at this.
There are challenges, no doubt. But people are proud of their community. I don't want to sound self-righteous.
The president actually responded to Elijah Cummings. And what he said was definitely true. The house, as far as the house and everything, like I said, he has never done anything for not even one person that I know of. I never heard anybody say anything about him. And people want to talk about Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. Why is this man over there taking care of people at the border? We hungry. We need a place to stay. We feel like we're in a concentration camp. And it's just sad. He worried about more about them than his own people.
Cummings responded with, "Mr. President, I go home to my district daily, each morning. I wake up and I go and fight for my neighbors." But does he? There is no question that the area of Baltimore President Trump is referencing is rat-infested. In fact, it's so bad that Animal Planet ranked Baltimore as one of the worst rat-infested cities in the world, reporting, "Baltimore's rat problem is bad enough that at one point, rats tunneled so intensely beneath a particular area of pavement that when garbage collectors drove over it, their truck sunk up to its axles. Rats in the vicinity took full advantage of the mishap and swarmed the truck, gorging on the garbage inside." Bernie Sanders, flanked by Baltimore City leaders, wasn't called a racist when he likened Baltimore to a third world country.
"The fact of the matter is that America is the wealthiest country in the history of the world. But anyone who took the walk that we took, around this neighborhood would not think you're in a wealthy nation. You would think that you were in a third world country."
Look at West Baltimore. This is Cummings District. Look at the row houses. Look at the dilapidated building. Look at the rats. Now, that's true in those neighborhoods, in those parts of West Baltimore.
Racism doesn't trump the truth. And when a crooked politician's plastic reputation supersedes the lives of 22.4% of its constituents that live in poverty, supersedes the highest homicide rate of U.S. big cities, and supersedes a rat problem of global proportions, we are no longer facing the...
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, It's 12 noon and 6 minutes Central Standard Time on Monday, July 29th, 2019. I'm Alex Jones. And why is this broadcast dreaded? Why is it vaunted in the halls of Congress? Why do they fear it? Because we've got their number. We know how they're operating. We know how they're dividing and conquering and trying to make people dependent. And we are attempting to fight back against their poisonous globalism, funded and financed by the world's multinational corporations, captained by thousands of billionaires. China produces 3 billionaires a week. We don't even produce one a month. Why would that be? Because China is the growth sector. Everything is engineered so that China would grow. China now owns and has control of Hollywood. Now it's even mainstream news. American movie studios are wrong to appease Chinese censors, says the National Review, decade after this happened. They're wrong? The Chinese government owns a controlling piece in all of the big six. But let's go now to the partners of the Chi-Coms. The Rothschilds that own The Economist magazine. They just put it on screen. What did they say? We'll put it back on screen. They said the Chinese century is well underway and that America has no future. And my wife was in a grocery store. It's actually out in the back of my truck. Maybe somebody can grab the keys to my truck. It's in my bathroom. No, here's the key to my truck. It's somewhere in the back of the truck, in the passenger cab, or is it in my car? I meant to bring that in here a month ago, but it was the Council on Foreign Relations bi-monthly book, Foreign Affairs. You guys can pull it up. Just type in Foreign Affairs, What Happened to the American Century? And it's a whole magazine, but it's published as a book, a paperback, about how America's done and how America's over and how America sucks and how we're a joke. And then you see that on MSNBC and CNN, and America was never great, it'll never be that great. Yeah, there it is. What happened to the American century? I read the whole thing from the Council on Foreign Relations, from the traitors, from the globalists, from the intelligence agency heads, interfacing with academia, industry, and banking, who've been selling out American power for 50 years and building up China and building up the EU and having these traitorous committees trying to get rid of free speech and bipartisanly introducing legislation to give $15,000 to $30,000 fines, basically, to anybody that memes. That's the EU law. Oh, but Trump won't come in and stop the censorship. No, he'll just probably stand there and let Congress pass a law banning memes. DrudgeReport.com has my emergency report to the president saying, why are you committing suicide? You're doing a lot of good. Your rhetoric's good. But when it comes to free speech and the underpinnings of our society, you're flushing it down the toilet. They've got bills close to passing that outlaw whistleblowing in this country. Why is President Trump committing suicide? Full report at DrudgeReport.com, right-hand side. Please share it. But let's get to this next, because this is how they're demoralizing us. You turn on a Netflix show, or it's a science fiction movie, or a movie about the past or the present, any movie you can imagine, they'll work in that whites are inherently bad and racist and evil and need to be exterminated. That's the Chi-Coms, who are the most homogeneous, meaning pure, if you use that term, genetically similar, and the most racist people on Earth. A lot of nice Chinese Americans. My sister's South Korean adopted. Love her to death. Talking about the culture of the Communist Party. They execute you for being a homosexual. They have 2 million Muslims in forced labor camps in Mongolia. They don't let Muslims immigrate to China. But they finance. When you go look at who finances and who owns these films, every time I watch a show like The Martian, and it's all about how the Chinese government saves America, now we don't have boosters to get to Mars with Matt Damon, but the Chinese government does. The Chinese government was given our Long March missile technology, the ICBM-MX, by the Clintons. Again, what I'm getting at here is I went and looked at the movie houses that produced that, and the Chinese government had a controlling piece of The Martian. I didn't need to go look at the credits. I knew the Chinese government owned that movie. They had Politburo scenes with red flags and showing the Chinese government ordering America around. Oh, what's the movie? It came out a couple years ago. The Arrival. And the aliens show up. And they're trying to telepathically tell us how to not kill ourselves because they need us in the future. And overall, it's a good movie. They're like giant squid, basically. But I watched the movie and I went, oh, that movie was produced by the Chinese government. I went and looked at who produced it. Chinese government. Because the Chinese dictator has a psychic moment with the aliens and saves the earth. See, I don't need to read the newspaper. I can look at it and tell you, but guess what? When I went and looked it up, guess who owned it? And guess who owns Top Gun 2 with Tom Cruise, which I will boycott. Not because of Tom Cruise, but because of the Chi-Coms, the real cult. Tom Cruise. And National Review doesn't tell you this. They just go, oh, they shouldn't tell us what to do. They own the production company, National Review. Remember, you're libertarians. You say let the internet be censored because they're private companies. Well, then let the Chinese own Hollywood. Oh, but you say it's a national security issue because the average National Review board member is about 89 years old and can't even wipe their asses. And you're the traitors that sold this country out, so we don't need to hear any more from you. And nothing against old people. Our old people that are patriots are our best people. But these old globalists don't even know what planet they're on. They know how to sell us out and ship drugs into our cities. They know how to break up our families so we can be more easily managed because we're such uppity Americans. Instead, if you were a real elite, you would have promoted Americana that's so powerful, and then we would have ruled the planet through ideology and free market, and you could have sat on top of it. But you had needle dingling syndrome. I call it the chicken SH-T dimension. And you're from it, Bill and Melinda Gates, David Rockefeller, all of you people. You know where old David is right now, sweating it out. These people want to control your life. They're scared of you running anything yourself. And I said I'd get to have the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in a huge detailed report from Daily Caller News Foundation found that it's all being funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That's the main funding group of all this Black Lives Matter, race riot, kill the cops, white people are inherently evil. I was going to cover that, but I guess I already did kind of, didn't I? You want to hear this, professor? You want to hear all these so-called authors being paid $12,000 a pop to go brainwash your kids and tell how whites are inherently bad? I'll get to that later. I'll get to that next hour. I want to get into Area 51 and what's really behind all that because it ties into all of this. Straight ahead on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com. The globalist hope you don't spread those links and articles. InfoWars is still on the air and in many ways more powerful. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. So, for months, the corporate media has hyped up the storming of Area 51 on September 20th, with smaller groups set to gather coming up August 15th out in Groom Lake, Nevada. Now, think about this. You try to organize a pro-gun group, a pro-life group, or even a leftist group they don't control that isn't backed by the establishment. and Facebook will shut you down. Now, why is that? Facebook and Google were openly set up, ladies and gentlemen, to overthrow governments and to spy on populations. Here's the Huffington Post. Revolution 2.0, how one Google exec plus Facebook sparked an uprising in Egypt. Google worked with Clinton to overthrow Syria. These are the documents from WikiLeaks. Facebook, Twitter helped the Arab Spring blossom. Wired magazine. Overthrow of Syria planned before Arab Spring. What's going on here? The globalists that set up U.S. intelligence agencies, the modern ones, to get around the Constitutional Bill of Rights with the National Security Act, they're using Facebook, Google, Twitter to dominate and take over the countries. They're designed to steal elections. They're designed to cause mass riots. They're designed to throw Christians out of Egypt and Syria and have mass murder go on worldwide. You think they're just banning the word Christian off Google and not showing Christian holidays? You think they're just banning Christian advertising? They hate Christians because they want to be God. They want the state to be God. They know Christians are going to say no to the global Mark of the Beast system. So I don't know if Matty Roberts, the trendy video game dude, who out of nowhere got 1.6 million followers and Facebook's letting them organize the storming, saying we'll storm and violate federal law, a place where they say they will kill you because it's got nuclear weapons, spy planes, advanced skunk works, space planes, and a lot of toxic waste dumps. That's what, there's a bunch of these facilities. It's one of the more famous because Hollywood wants you to know about it. It's the kosher one to tell everybody about instead of the other, even more important ones. It's all a setup. 1.6 million people organizing a conspiracy to commit a massive federal crime like V for Vendetta when they go across the line against the corrupt chancellor and take back the government. That was good. They stormed the right government building. But see, they're organizing going after our military. Oh, there's aliens in there. No, there's not. It's all a whole industry of liars and leftist spewing crap. That's a setup, ladies and gentlemen. I want to play a report on this from Infowars.com. The storming of Area 51, just the beginning, because it's prompting. It's getting people ready. It's engineering the public to go, oh, it's just a joke. They're just organizing something else. Nothing will come of that. But it will be storm the White House. It will be overthrow the government. But by the globalists, because that's what Facebook has been set up to do. Suppress the good people, empower the bad. Help Al-Qaeda, suppress the Christians. Suppress the conservatives, unleash the leftist Antifa. Here's the report.
Matty Roberts of Bakersfield, California, claims he is the creator of the satirical Facebook page that has called on people to storm Area 51 in rural Nevada on September 20th, 2019.
I think that's going to be a big crowd. I mean, it's not going to be 1.3 million, but I think it's going to be a lot of people are going to show up because people are, they're ticked off about secrecy on this topic.
Yeah, and I think even if just a few people show up, just with the amount of attention that the post has gotten, I think it makes a cool statement that, like, hey, we want to know what's going on in there. Because people want to know.
Well, it could be amazing. What you started here as sort of a joke could actually have a major impact in the big picture.
That is what I'm hoping. I hope it turns into something really cool rather than just like a suicide mission that started from a joke, because I don't want that at all. But I think we could make some really cool stuff happen with it.
Since the page posted on June 27th, 1.6 million people have RSVP'd the invasion, while another 1.2 million are interested. Roberts posted, "If we Naruto run, we can move faster than their bullets. Let's see them, aliens." The mystery surrounding the crash landing of a reported UFO near Roswell, New Mexico, has turned the small town into an international destination, while Area 51 is no different. People travel just 83 miles north of Las Vegas on the extraterrestrial highway to the outskirts of the USAF testing facility in droves, hoping to witness the flight of reverse-engineered UFO aircraft, supposedly commissioned by the Majestic 12 organization, a secret group of scientists, military leaders, and government officials allegedly formed in 1947 by an executive order signed by U.S. President Harry S. Truman to facilitate recovery and investigation of alien spacecraft after the recovery of the UFO at Roswell. But what about all of the other secret facilities that nobody talks about? Like the supposed seven-story deep underground military base in Dulce, New Mexico. The late engineer Philip Schneider made some bold claims about alien activity in that remote area.
All information dealing with alien or alien reproduced technology,
well, he died,
or alien reproduced vehicles,
show,
or any other kinds of things, well hidden from the American public. Our black budget, for instance, garners $1.023 trillion every 2 years. It's over $500 billion a year. Right now, there are 131 active deep underground military bases in the United States. There's 1,477 of them worldwide.
Or the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, where Project Blue Book and Project Grudge took place. Two top secret government projects reputed to have investigated UFOs, while Hangar 18 on the base allegedly housed the body of an alien life form.
Hands up. I'm not going to tell you again.
In January, a man was shot and killed when he drove onto the Nevada National Security Site, which is a separate facility not related to Area 51.
But it appears the U.S. Air Force is taking these threats seriously.
The Pentagon has already issued a stern warning to would-be intruders. Lincoln County business owners say they've been told Area 51's already formidable security systems will be beefed up even more for the upcoming event.
Will the Naruto run on Area 51, or at least the threat of it on September 20th, be just the beginning of widespread social media activism aimed at uncovering these government mysteries? John Bound reporting.
Let's be clear about exactly what this is, ladies and gentlemen. Facebook is a system set up by criminals inside the U.S. government, a breakaway group, to cause riots, to cause overthrows, to cause the Arab Spring. It's all declassified. And they are manipulating this whole situation with 1.6 million people signed on to commit this massive crime as a test to see what the general public will put up with. Facebook could delete this account instantly or block it. And this individual that came up with this idea, if you believe it, this Matty Roberts, wouldn't have the command and control over 1.6 million people. He is preparing and organizing to commit a massive crime, and a lot of them will get killed.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the circus is coming to town tomorrow night and Wednesday night, and kicking it off at 8 a.m. tomorrow with David Knight, going for 40 hours straight live broadcast. We're going to be here, Clown World 2, coverage of the second Democrat debates, where they're really going to offer more free stuff and talk about how much they hate America and spew their racism, that white people are inherently bad. It's going to be a circus maximus, and we're going to be here covering it all. Now, speaking of tragedy, Gilroy Garlic Festival, and we're now, 15 injured, at least three dead, unfortunately. Very, very sad. Well, we'll get the latest right now from John A. Bannister. Now, Joe Bannister, I first interviewed, it's got to be 18, 19, 20 years ago, when he was a Treasury officer and thought some of the things going on weren't legal. They tried to put him in prison for that. He was found not guilty by a jury. So I know Joe very well. You know Joe Bannister, but his brother is John A. Bannister. If I go over his whole bio, it would take, 10 minutes, but he's retired at the rank of lieutenant in the California Highway Patrol just a few years ago, 2017. He began his career in 91, first being assigned to the Central Los Angeles CHIP office in the midst of the Rodney King Los Angeles situation. He served as a weapons instructor on firearms armor for the Hollister Gilroy Area CHIP Coastal Division. Before promoting the rank of sergeant, John was promoted to the rank of lieutenant, and it goes on from there. From 2012 to 2016, John commanded all traffic logistics and enforcement at the annual Gilroy Garlic Festival. the same festival where the horrific shooting took place yesterday. He and his family have been part of the Gilroy community for nearly 25 years. And we already told you he's Joe Bannister's brother. So thanks for coming on with us, John. And you're the expert on this, obviously. I really appreciate you coming on. Where should we start with what happened the latest information? And, of course, our hearts go out to the victims and their families.
Good morning, Alex. Thank you for having me on your show and giving me a chance to elaborate on the Garlic Festival and the tragedy that occurred there. And I would like to start out by saying that, you know, myself and my family, we offer our sincere condolences and prayers to the injured victims and their families. We have personal connections to the people who were injured in this event. We have family members who were in attendance who ran from the shooting, and my granddaughter's mother, in fact, assisted one of the young shooting victims and actually saw the shooter in action. So this is a personal connection for myself and the family.
Well, it's scary as hell. I mean, I won't even let my older daughter go to these outdoor concerts, even though statistically it's not a high level. Still, I mean, this kind of stuff is a target of these lunatics. Do we have any idea? I mean, he used to be the head of security for this. Do we have any idea why this lunatic did it? Reportedly, he was screaming, "I'm really angry."
Those are the reports that I have heard. I know that they've got the FBI on scene assisting the local police department there to try to determine a motive. Certainly, these type of things take, you know, hours, if not days, to hash out. And I do understand that this morning they did serve a search warrant at the suspect's residence. So I'm sure they will learn as the days go by what this shooter's motivations were. You know, one, at this point, one can only speculate, you know, what was going through someone's mind to do something as terrible and horrific as he did. But for someone to ask him point blank, you know, why are you doing this? Well, because I'm angry. I mean, it's just an indication of a very sick individual.
Well, sure. I mean, even though we know mass shootings are rare comparatively from slipping in the shower and dying or drowning in the pool, still they've gone up since, I mean, as you know, since the late 1990s when the media hyped it up. And instead of it being suicide by cop, as some people do, or suicide by their own hand, they tend to go out to do this in a blaze of glory. As you said, we'll understand more as it unfolds. But you know, as the former state police lieutenant who headed up security at this facility, we're told that he got into a creek and cut through the fence to get in, you know, with his firearm. From talking to your sources, is it accurate that the police took him out within 1 minute? Because, I mean, that's obviously a really good response time. But still, wow, he's still able to kill a couple people and shoot 15 in I guess, just a minute or so.
That is correct. There is a large creek preserve that runs the length of Christmas Hill Park where the festival occurs. And my sources have indicated that within a minute, the police engaged him. There were three officers that engaged him with handguns. He was armed with some type of rifle, and they were able to neutralize the suspect. You know, I would assume, because I've been to this festival, I even worked it in a volunteer capacity with my wife on Friday. There are literally thousands of people milling around enjoying it. So the body count, the injury count could have been much higher. And it would be very difficult, even though there are perimeter fences, if someone was to sneak in through that creek area. It would be difficult to immediately detect them, but I do give a lot of credit to the rapid response from the officers. And there is really significant security presence at this event.
Well, sure. I mean, you take places like Vegas that went on for an hour. You take other events where they stand down, and like Broward County last year on Valentine's Day, where the police were ordered to basically sit there for 20 minutes and not go in. I mean, you see where the police respond. It's a minute or two, which is amazing, with all the crowds running around. I mean, that's just incredible versus 30, 40 minutes and the stand downs we see just as a citizen, but also as somebody that was in firearms training and headed up security at the festival before you retired. Obviously, it is personal. You were just doing volunteering for security on Friday. You could have been there. Is there anything else that could be done to improve security even more? Because, I mean, we know with the media hyping these events up, there's unfortunately going to be more of these.
Well, I would hesitate to venture a guess at this point, because I feel the media would jump all over any type of speculation. All I can tell you is there's a significant uniformed presence at the festival. They also have parole and probation officers to deal with anybody that is, under parole and probation restrictions. They have unarmed security. They do check bags upon entrance. They have.
Sure, I'm just paralleling them shooting the guy in 1 minute, because he might have shot 100 people if that didn't happen, if he could just go around for 30 minutes and, people hiding in under vehicles anywhere and just hunt them down, versus things like Broward County. I mean, for you, what was it like watching Broward County where they now admit they basically stood down?
Well, I have to tell you, Alex, as a law enforcement veteran and retired now, it's absolutely sickening to hear these stories about the Las Vegas shooter and Broward County. I can tell you this, most police departments should have had active shooter training within the last 10 years. And the training basically says you grab the resources you have when the shooting starts and you attempt to neutralize the threat. There is no longer the theory that you should wait outside for the additional cavalry to come in, because in that time, people are losing their lives, and you have to immediately attack the threat.
Absolutely. John Bannister, recently retired lieutenant, state police there in California, brother of the great Joe Bannister. I've been asking questions this segment. I want you to have the floor to talk about gun safety in general, the climate in the country, Antifa, any other points you'd like to make about this. But I got to tell you, folks, 1 minute is being reported and being confirmed. I mean, imagine you're out there, even if you're the best shot out, like people start shooting, you find who's doing it, they're dead in a minute. That is amazing, and saved a lot of lives from some psychotic, which shows good guys, good people, good women with guns stop bad guys with guns. There's more good people than bad people. We need more guns in good people's hands to stop the bad people. We'll be right back. And I'm telling you, any other scumbags thinking of doing something like this, they watch this, they don't like how that went. That bastard got killed in 1 minute. What about that? All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go back to John Bannister, Joe Bannister's brother. If you don't know who Joe Bannister is, you're a new listener, and that's great. We welcome you here, but he was a Treasury agent who discovered the IRS was violating people's rights big time, and he went public about it, and they tried to put him in prison, and he was exonerated. I think it was twice. He's a great guy. I've known him 20 years. Time certainly flies. And here we are talking to his brother, who just retired as a lieutenant in the state police, who headed up security at the Gilroy Garlic Festival. We're going to go back to him in a moment. But remember this, and I'm not complaining. I love the listeners. You're the best ever. They've been trying to sue us and shut us down. They've been failing. They're really upset. They violated so many rules against us, the Democrats have, where they've sued us, that the Supreme Court of Connecticut did a public interest appeal, which are like 1 out of 5,000. Before the suit even got going, they're looking at it because I'm being railroaded so bad that even the Supreme Court's looking at it. That's like, they haven't done one of those in years out of hundreds of thousands of cases. So it's just insane, the things that are going on right now. And it's okay. We're being persecuted. We're being attacked because we're telling the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And I have not given a bonus or really any raises to anybody in the crew in about 7-8 months. And I've got the best crew ever, and I want to hire some new people. We've got some new initiatives we're running. Because of the deplatforming, we've got some covert things going on that are pretty big that I'll probably never tell you about. Maybe 10 years from now, later, I'll say, oh, you didn't know that was us. You didn't know that was us. That was you supporting us. So today is the last day on DNA Force Plus. I always say, oh, it's the last day, because I've never gotten the new specials. The new specials are out tomorrow, but DNA Force Plus is the PQQ, the CoQ10, and all the other very best organic ingredients that help your telomeres, that help your mitochondria, clean out your cells. It's just something that everybody above 40 should be taking. It's the Rolls Royce of products. I doubled the amount we buy each year to be able to cut the price. This stuff sold at medical clinics for $200 a bottle. You know, when we're selling it at $100, it's a great deal because we're putting 30-something, 40-something dollars, depending on the run, in each bottle. So it's our most expensive product. It's amazing. You've got to go read about it. 98% reviews. A lot of folks that aren't even listeners buy it because they go and do research and find out it's one of the strongest formulas, the lowest price out there. 50% off right now. And we've got like a little silver for $15 that's high quality. We've got toothpaste at $7. You know, we've got a lot that's fluoride free. Got a lot of great things that fund the operation. We have the Betsy Ross flag with the Don't Tread on Me Gadsden snake on it. It just all goes together. That's a new limited edition. We're only got about 1,000 of those left. That purchase helps fund our operation. That sale is about to end. It's about to sell out. Infowarsstore.com. And no reviews of that yet because those just came in. These colors don't run on the front. 1776 worldwide. And on the back, America's back, Infowars.com. So again, ladies and gentlemen, that's how we fund our operation. We'll be doing a 40-hour Clown World 2 Democrat debate nonstop transmission starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. And we have a lot of big surprises, a special guest and crew on the street in Detroit, Michigan, to cover that. And we're also doing a money bomb during that because we need to fund the operation. And again, I've got some projects that I just can't tell you about that. Here's an example, and I'll go back to our guest. Things like Vice that doesn't even reach what we were reaching when we got censored gets $1 billion a year. Things like Vox gets $250 million a year. That's not product you sell, and then half of it's the cost of the product. That's pure money. On $15 million a year, quote, profit off things we sell, we fund this whole thing. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, so thank you all for your support, but we need money to do this. So please think about us. Going back to John Bannister, just retired state police officer 2 years ago, and headed security up at the Gilroy Garlic Festival. Great patriot. Him and his wife were volunteering Friday out there helping. I think that's really the answer, is more good guys with guns, isn't it?
I wholeheartedly agree, Alex. The police, as dedicated as they are, they can only do so much. And the average citizen is going to be in places where these type of events occur. And if they have a little bit of training, and, you know, the wherewithal, I believe they can be an additional deterrent and able to neutralize a threat. A good guy with a gun is, you know, that hidden asset that can provide that type of deterrent and assistance. And you never know when you're going to need them.
Again, you're the expert. Used to head up security there. I got 1,000 questions to ask, but what else do you want to impart to the viewers as the former head of security there?
Well, this is something that I preach to my own family, and I've reiterated it following this tragedy. Anywhere you go now in public, you do have to have situational awareness. This is something that becomes instinctive in a law enforcement officer after a certain amount of time on the job. But this day and age, really in any environment, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what your occupation is or where you're at. You have to have situational awareness. You have to be looking around at telltale signs that there may be, you know, someone out there that's looking to commit some type of violent act upon you. You just have to look for strange, unusual behaviors and adjust yourself accordingly. There's all kinds of footage that I've seen on your website where unsuspecting tourists are getting attacked in these various often Democrat-controlled cities. And I just think it's sad the police are unable to do anything. You have to be aware as a citizen. And hopefully in some of these places, you know, people are able to carry concealed or open carry weapons to prevent them from becoming victims of violent crime.
Well, yeah, I mean, I weigh 250 pounds and I'm not the baddest guy around, but I can hold my own. And when I go to New York or when I go to D.C. now, people will say rude things, mean things. The things are so racially charged. Most black folks aren't like that, but the liberal media has hyped it up. I have countless videos in Europe. A mother and her son were pushed in front of a train by an African migrant just because they were white. And you've got that. Then you've got crazy people, you know, who are white who will go into a black church and shoot people, kill 9 black people because they're black. Statistically, as you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but we peaked in crime about 92, and then it went way down. And then now we're seeing overall crime go up some, but a lot of random evil crime seems to be up. It's still statistically low, but there's a lot of real just, I mean, I guess you'd call it hate crime. I mean, any crime's hateful, but just crimes of just almost like gang related, like Crips and Bloods, but instead it's black against white, white against black. It go target innocent people because you're hateful. What's the MO on that?
I really attribute a lot of this to the, you know, to the mass media, obviously yourself and many of the conservative sites excluded. It seems like the mass media, the liberal media, they feed off of these type of events, and they do try to, I'm assuming for ratings, they do try to pit, it appears, racial groups against each other, when I really don't think that's the case. That's not my experience. The town that we live in, Gilroy, is, you know, fairly multicultural, and people get along very well. There actually isn't a lot of crime there. Crazy for something.
Yeah, instead,
like
most people are just marrying each other and going to church together and having a good time.
That's exactly right, Alex. At some time, if you ever get a chance, I would welcome you to come to Gilroy, California. It's a great little town. We're close to the coast. We're close to the big city if you want to head up there. You may not want to go to San Francisco with some of the problems they have in that city, but it's a great town to live in. And something like this really is absolutely shocking, really coming out of nowhere. It's something you would never think would happen in your town. I can say that.
Totally agree. I don't want to speculate here, but he might have been mad at somebody. He might have been fired from there. I mean, so many times, I mean, as you know, studying criminology, back in the old days, when somebody jump off the Empire State Building, there might be one person that done it a month before, but when one more person does it, suddenly 5 or 6 more try that day, so they would station police there right after one jumper. They knew more were coming. Well, then it's turned into suicide by cop, and now it's suicide by mass shooting. Why in the world would you want to go pull a gun on a cop to make them kill you, or why would you want to go shoot random people? It's just so evil.
It is. It boggles the mind. I mean, there could be many reasons for this. Certainly, you've touched on it before, some of the psychotropic drugs that people may be taking. I also think that this is a byproduct of our educational system. I think it's also a byproduct of our mass media system. You know, if people can get recognition for this type of behavior and they're starting to lose their mental faculties.
That's right. You just said it, John Bannister. Do 5 more minutes with us. We're back in 2 minutes, but I want to put bookends on this because from my gut level, you're hitting the nail on the head, but you're an expert, so stay with us.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Baby, I'm going to teach you what love's all about tonight. Trust me, honey, everything's going to be all right. Just do like I do, there ain't nothing to it. Listen to me, baby, and what I can do.
All right, John Bannister, retired 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, as a lieutenant in California Highway Patrol, and he's the brother of Joe Bannister, a great patriot, a friend of mine, and he was the head of security, all traffic and logistics and enforcement at the annual Gilroy Garlic Festival. It's a very popular foodie event with music. That's what I like. They kind of have those here in Austin now, music events where they have all this great food. It's not like hot dogs and pretzels that gives you heartburn. It's like gourmet food. But I'll tell you, after the Vegas thing and that got swept under the rug and these other events, you really look over your shoulder. And then you learn that they had this place crawling with off-duty and people volunteering and uniformed folks, and they stopped him in 1 minute. What if they wouldn't have? It's just a nightmare situation. John, I appreciate you coming on. You've been making some really good points. Other points you'd like to make just about the climate? Like you said, these soulless people feel like they have nothing left, so if they get attention and just do something nasty, that just seems like such an alien spirit of evil. But, I mean, I'll say it. I think we're seeing a lot of goodness come out right now, but also a lot of evil. I think it's really almost like a biblical time we're witnessing.
You know, Alex, I would have to agree with that statement. I know personally from doing some research that there are a lot fewer people attending church. There's a lot fewer people identifying, you know, per se as Christians or Jews or other people of faith. And it really seems like the country has lost its soul, its moral compass. And if you think about that, those are the things that when you believe in a higher power, that you're going to treat your fellow man differently. You're going to treat them with deference, with respect. You're going to love them. You're going to help them if you can. And it just seems as a society, we've lost our way. They've taken God, a creator, accountability, really out of the schools, the public square. And I do think this is also a factor that leads to these type of events. Anybody who is a God-fearing person is not going to do this type of, dramatic action and harming his, fellow human beings.
Well, just yesterday, there was a story on Infowars.com that I meant to get to on the Sunday show. I didn't, but after you leave us, I'm going to play the clip where even YouTube is telling people that put the keyword Christian in their ad or video. They're saying that's unacceptable, that violates terms of service. And then even Google announced last week, they told a veterans group, you can't run an ad with the name Christian in it. So, I mean, they're really, well, I mean, I'm sure you heard major universities are saying, don't say the word American or Americans. I mean, it's just getting amazing.
Yeah, Alex, literally the media, colleges, a lot of people in our government with a liberal leaning, they are literally taking everything Americana that made this country great, and they're trying to turn it into something negative, something evil. And I just think it's wrong. It's the wrong direction to go. And we're going to see more of, unfortunately, what we saw yesterday, unless we as a country, you know, decide to turn things around and start voting people into office that truly represent the best interests of the country.
Well, I totally agree, John. And you sound like a chip off the old block. Or maybe are you the big brother or the little brother?
I'm the little brother. I have so much respect for my older brother. He's taught me a lot. He's the one that actually years ago turned me on to your radio program and your website. And in turn, I've done the same thing with a lot of my friends and other family members.
Well, I appreciate you, John. God bless you, and thanks for your time. Glad you didn't get killed, even though you're doing volunteering there. But thank everybody there, and our prayers go out to everybody. And, John, if you ever got a topic you want to pop in about, contact the producer. We'd love to have you back on, and say hi to Joe for me. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live, broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones, and there's a lot of other news and information we're going to be hitting, but I'm going to go to a John Bound special report. That's what we're going to do right here. And then I'm going to get my papers together because I've got a very important topic that I want to cover here, dealing with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and how they're financing white people are evil, Black Lives Matter, a whole movement. It's very, very serious. And then I also have my emergency message to the president that's up on drudgereport.com. That'll be the last segment of this hour, okay? Everybody heads up. That should be a good heads up. Now, the report I'm going to go to now is extremely important. Number clip two. Warning, history is repeating itself. And I know everybody's like, yeah, we know that happens. But it's repeating itself right now in a big, big, big way. And that means we're going to have to experience this. And we're going to have to go through this. And World War II killed 200 million people. World War I killed 50 million people or more. And then diseases that came out of it killed another 40 million, the swine flu. And what's being set up by the globalists, that's how they maintain control. Because the globalists are the remnants of the robber barons and the royalty and all the corrupt groups that are out there. They're planning something even bigger to bring in planetary control because all these advanced technologies are coming forward now. And they want control of those because there's about to be breakaway technologies that have already been discovered where we'll be multiplanetary so fast, we'll be interstellar so fast, we'll be intergalactic, we'll be interdimensional so fast it'll make your head spin. You think fire was an invention? You think the wheel was an invention? You think antibiotics was an invention? You think atomic weapons was an invention? Atomic weapon equations are from 1898 Max Planck. Bring it on over. Bring it on over. Thanks. I mean, you think any of that is a big deal. Wait until what happens next. Just wait. But let's go ahead now. This is a very important report. And go to warning. History is repeating itself. Here it is.
In the hands of the global private banking cartel that is now trying to strangle our economy and our national sovereignty and our borders and our flag and the term America or American. This is what conquerors do. This is what outside enemies do. And now they're doing it.
Will you be able to make a statement against FGM? Because that's an issue in Detroit. It would be really powerful if the two Muslim congresswomen, yourself and Rashida, would make a statement on this issue.
And so I think, quite disgusted, really, to be honest, that as Muslim legislators, we are constantly being asked to waste our time speaking to issues that other people are not asked to speak to because the assumption exists is that we somehow support and are for, right? No, there is an assumption. What we look for and what this whole conversation is about is that not only do we not have internalized fears about what we might believe and how that gets implemented, but that we also don't have, right, assumptions about what our value basis might be because of where we might come from and who we pray to.
I've met people who have come here from behind the Iron Curtain that got away from communism. They're some of the best Americans we have because they really appreciate how great our country is. And then I hear Representative Omar say, oh, America's a terrible place. I thought there'd be justice and there's no justice here. It's like, well, she came here and we fed her, we clothed her, she got welfare, she got school, she got health care. And then, lo and behold, she has the honor of actually winning a seat in Congress, and she says we're a terrible country. I think that's about as ungrateful as you can get.
Wall Street Journal admits that the Jacobin Revolution was an anti-God, anti-family, human enslavement program of control freaks now being carried out in 2019 in the West. And it shows that the academics of the establishment are turning against the system that they originally signed on to. Because it's not just Alex Jones and it's not just Lord Monckton that know that the French Revolution was the precursor of the communists, that the very same institutions and groups financed the takedown of Russia and China.
This is very, very typical of the left now. They are not in any real sense Democrats. They don't believe in the popular vote unless by their power in the media they can manipulate it, and of course by massive voter fraud. Even that wasn't big enough to get it for them this time.
Yeah, they stole five states, Trump still won.
I hope they clean up. So Trump still won. And of course they're furious And what should we do about this? What we've got to do is to make it clear to them that they either shape up and sharpen up and get back with democracy and start understanding that the will of the people in a republic that is democratic is sovereign, or they can get out of politics altogether and go and grow vegetable marrows. They can't pretend that they like democracy when they don't. And one of the reasons why they lost is that people are beginning to realize that the left hate democracy because every so often, as it has this time, it allows somebody else a turn at the levers of government. And they are increasingly intolerant of that.
This is mainline history at the academic PhD level. And so everybody needs to just grow up. And I'm not talking about our audience, but the general public that makes jokes. Please just grow up and realize that this system is designed to enslave humanity, not empower it. And we know communism enslaves. And it's done by ultra-rich who manipulate populations off against each other. And we have no future if we don't stand against this.
All right, I talked about this last hour, but I ran out of time. This next segment, we're going to cover something that is beyond important. It's central, and it ties into everything we've been covering here. The social engineering of embedded groups inside government who are building their own parallel system. But they want the government to get the blame. They want the culture to fight with itself when all of that is just an expression of our own governance. So they never get the blame, and so they never get identified, and so their globalist plan never gets taken down or defeated. So next segment, we're going to look at how the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are the main financiers, not just of forced inoculation, not just of GMO, not just of Roundup, but teaching everyone that white people are inherently evil. Why is that happening? What's the end game? We'll discuss it next segment. Then, what's really happening with the economy? Is it going to go up? Is it going to go down? What's happening with the private Federal Reserve? What's happening with Trump's war with the Federal Reserve? It's quite real. Because there's several fights going on, not just about what we should do monetarily and why there's the abandonment of fiscal conservatism, because it's already been abandoned, but what is the real current fight going on instead of this academic discussion about what we could have done back in the past? But where we are now, that's all coming up. And please don't forget, this is a fight between human energy and human will and human destiny and human action. The entire internet and all these systems have been designed to take humanity out of it and to automate it. But we can still jack it or hack it. And we can still override their censorship with word of mouth, with text messages, with email, which they want to get rid of as well. They want to censor and control that. And Facebook's even starting with WhatsApp. But have you plugged InfoWars.com today? Have you told folks about NewsWars.com? Because that's how we're going to win the war. Have you shared the articles and videos, like my emergency message to Trump, asking him not to commit suicide, that Drudge is top linked to? Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So let's roll out who's really funding the racial division in this country and who is trying to go out to blacks and Hispanics and others and teach them that people can be bad because of their skin color. That actually melanin or lack of melanin is bad. Martin Luther King is being removed out of colleges. His bust are being taken down. Because the left doesn't like him preaching, we're all God's children, and judge people off what they do, what they stand for, judge a tree by its fruits, like Christ said. No. No, white people are bad. And there's a big article at dailycaller.com at their news foundation. We also posted it at Infowars.com. 12K a day, how white liberals profit from pushing white privilege. And it's a lengthy article, but when you read it, it says the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the main funder. And then I went and looked up the other groups. They're funded by them as well. So it's basically all them. I learned like 15 years ago, you hear about some push to take the guns. It's Bill and Melinda Gates. And they put billions and billions of money they got in a tax-free foundation. They only put the profit into taking our guns and sexualizing kids and forced inoculations and all the things they do. And so they fund all these white guilt groups that go around. You pay $12,000 a pop, sometimes more, sometimes less, to teach high schools, colleges that white people are bad. While liberal academics can earn more in a day lecturing about their own white privilege than the median black household makes in 3 months, public records obtained by the Daily Caller News Foundation and U.S. Census data show left-wing academic Robin DiAngelo is renowned in social justice circles for crafting the white privilege checklist and coining the term white fragility. Listening to her speak comes at a steep price. Then it goes into Bill and Melinda Gates financing her. But this is meant to try to get minorities who are about to be the majority to have a chip on their shoulder and not take the American dream. It's all admitted in the WikiLeaks why they're doing this. But it's also to make white people that were into Martin Luther King and treat people because of who they are and what they do and what they stand for, not what color they are, get really pissed and go, what, I'm bad because I'm white? When people are being openly racist to you, it makes most people become tribal. So this is a breaking of the social compact. This is a breaking of the system. This is how you bring a country down. And the Chi-Coms are funding this as well. But let's play Democrat candidate Marjorie Williamson, Mrs. Moonbeam, leads white people in collective apology. Remember this a few weeks ago? To African Americans. Even though if your great-grandfather was an axe murderer, that's not your fault. You're an independent person. But only 2% of people here until 1867 had slaves. That was in the South. Most people who are European ancestors came here after. It doesn't matter. Because even if your ancestors did have slaves, it's not your fault. But see, that's total tyranny. That's slavery, saying because you're a certain color or because your ancestors are, this is not going to happen to you. It's amazing. It's collective guilt. It's what they did in Zimbabwe and Rhodesia before they rounded up all the whites and killed them. This is so evil. Of course, the multinational Chi-Coms came in after. But here's the Dem candidate leading the white people, all putting their hands together, praying onto black people in some weird ritual that we're sorry and we're sending you energy because we're bad. And making it look loving, saying, you're good, we're bad because of skin color. This is a literal Hitlerian ritual. Here it is.
I'm going to ask the white Americans in the room to please repeat after me. On behalf of myself and on behalf of my country, to you and all African Americans,
who would want to be part of this?
From the beginning of our nation's history.
It's all about how the country's bad.
In honor of your ancestors and on behalf of your children.
And notice this isn't a church. So the churches are all captured leftist cesspits now, pretty much.
Please hear this from my heart. I apologize.
I apologize. And then now you're guilty. So you
with
do whatever she says politically.
I acknowledge the depth of the evils that have been perpetrated against black people.
This is a total cult. Nothing about Somalia still running black slaves. It's all about how whites are bad.
From slavery to lynchings.
Slavery.
To white supremacist
lynchings,
laws.
And Jussie Smollett staging events.
To the denial of voting rights.
It's just savoring
to
everybody.
To all the ways. Both large and small. All of them evil.
All of them evil.
All of them wrong.
All of them wrong.
For all the oppression.
For all the oppression.
And all of the injustices.
And all the injustices.
I apologize.
I apologize.
Please forgive us.
Please forgive us.
Okay. So there's no other evil in the world but slavery 160 years ago here. And England stopped it worldwide and had 11 wars and lost hundreds of thousands of people. But it's still going on in Africa selling slaves. The Muslims are still selling blacks. But that's okay because they're brown-skinned. And if a brown-skinned person sells a black-skinned person, well, then it's okay. So it's a hit. It's a guilt culture for the whites, but also like they're this ruling class that, oh, I'm sorry for what I did to you. Total mental illness. And then to the black folks, it's like your identity is that somewhere back in the past, one of your ancestors might have been a slave when most of the white people came here were indentured servants. It's sick. But people don't want degrees. They don't want jobs. They don't want children today. They want victim status. It's the new royalty. It's the new club. It's the new grand saloon. But Kurt Vonnegut, a listener of this show before he died, and I won't get into it. The point is, a classical liberal. He hated modern liberalism. Liberal fascism, as he called it. A grand saloon is when you celebrate and do something and some weird status you've got that's just a made-up cult. Well, that's a made-up cult. I don't apologize for what Genghis Khan did. I don't apologize for what Hitler did. I had nothing to do with it. Things I've done, I'll apologize to all day because I want to be a better person. But the idea that America, it's been one of the most open, inclusive places in the world. You can't go to China if you're black and marry a Chinese woman and live there. They'll kill you. You can't go to Saudi Arabia and be a Christian or be gay. But none of that's there. It's all because they know America has this Christian, moral, loving, love your brother. They exploit it, the left does. And so now all the Methodist church, all the big churches are First Methodist Church here in Austin, Texas, takes up collection plates for Bill and Melinda Gates. I have family that used to go there. I've sat there and heard it. My family finally quit going there. I had some family went there. I mean, you talk about satanic. When we come back, I'm going to show you the Bill and Melinda Gates funding, what they're teaching. White devils coming and teaching racism. But because whites rejected racism, they teach it to black people now and brown people. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
From the front lines. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at, good and evil,
right and wrong.
A new world order.
It's destined to fail from its foundations.
A new world order.
All right, let me really get to something extremely evil here. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is at the heart of the deep state shadow government eugenics combine set up by British intelligence that took over the United States long before World War II. And it created Hitler, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, everything. And this is all in mainline PhD history. It's just not taught to the general public, but anyone can go research it. And that's what's so frustrating is people keep saying, how do you know all this? They think you're idiots. It's all in academic papers. Our great crime is exposing this whole situation. Now, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is promoting white genocide. It's promoting that white people are inherently bad. And it's funding white academics to go out and teach that the West is inherently evil and that white people are inherently bad and that we need to capitulate and give free goodies to the minorities. But the minorities will never be given anything. They're to be used as an underclass. It's meant to make white people who believed in Martin Luther King and basic Christianity and judge a tree by its fruits and judge not somebody by the color of their skin but by their conduct and their deeds. Great music, great food. I don't care what color you are. I'll come to your restaurant. I'll come hear you play. Great, great medicine. You're the top-rated surgeon. You're black. You're Indian. You're white. Whoever's top-rated. Had a black surgeon, an Indian surgeon, a white surgeon. They just, whoever popped up that was top rated, went and met with him. One guy was black. I guess I've had three or four surgeries in my life. I've had a black guy do a surgery, an Indian American do a surgery, and two white dudes do a surgery. They all did a good job. I went off the ratings and word of mouth. Not, people didn't say, oh, this guy's the best surgeon. By the way, he's an Indian. People are results driven. When you have a civilization, but notice they're getting rid of medical ratings for vaccines and drugs. People have problems. They go on WebMD and say, oh, I had a terrible effect. Oh, we're getting rid of reviews. We don't want consumer reviews. And so the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is funding professors and academics and media people to go out. On average, they're paid $4,000 per speech. Some are paid up to $20,000 per speech. The particular lady profiled in the Daily Caller News Foundation is paid $12,000 a day. And she's a white lady. She's got the customary weird vampire chicken neck going on. And she goes around and teaches white people they're bad. And who's her main funder? Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. You know, I don't want to spend 2 hours on this because I don't have time. But do you know about Bill Gates' dad? The head of Planned Parenthood, Army Intelligence, Cold Springs Harbor. Cold Springs Harbor created Hitler. Cold Springs Harbor was the worldwide head of eugenics operations and still is today. Now, what does Planned Parenthood target? Blacks and Hispanics. But you're like, but they're liberal. They're teaching us whites are inherently bad. You go to white people and you tell them you're not allowed on the college this weekend because you're bad. People go to hell with you. Now, white folks have been smart enough to go, wait a minute, why is a white professor telling me I can't be here and teaching a bunch of black and Hispanic students whites are devils? Because they want to manipulate those people and they think down on them and think they're stupid and think they're going to be racist. Because it's white people that got rid of tribalism through Christianity and were the first to say we can have a multicultural system based on Jesus Christ and the blessings that come from it, the free market. And I don't care if you're black, Hispanic, Asian, whoever you are, if you accept the teachings of Christ and you accept free market ideas, it works. Everybody is wealthy. We come together. It's God's plan. It really is. But you get rid of that, you have hell on earth. Folks, you can't go to any African country where there aren't 10 tribes, 20 tribes, 7 tribes, all killing each other. They look just alike. And you go into Somalia, if they don't kidnap or kill you, they'll ask you to help them take on the people down the road who are the other tribe. It's loser behavior. We've all got the programming. We've all got the stuff where 5,000 years ago, if your tribe didn't stick together, the other tribe would come and take all your women and slit your throat. White people did it. Africans did it. The Asians did it. The Native Americans, we're all the same when it comes to that. But Jesus Christ said there's a greater way to do it. Unify under love and justice. And it works. Christian societies are the most effective, wealthiest. Places like Rwanda. Christians were 9% of the population. They had 80% of the wealth. They were the same genetics as the other animist tribes and Muslims, but none of those other groups worked together. The Christians did. So they had all the wealth. They had all the communes that weren't communists, but were communal. Communism is a ripoff of a Christian commune where you communally are still free to have your own house, but you decide to work together, but it only works at a local level. You know, the Jews, you'll have it as well. They have those systems set up. But it's all voluntary, and it's small, and it's independent. Everybody votes in the commune. So, see, that whole system is being overthrown right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to play all of what this witch has to say, but when we come back, also, I can show you hours of just the latest racial attacks on whites, being killed, being beaten by hordes, by packs of racist black people that the media is saying, good job, and the media tries to cover it up. But I'm not going to do that. In this segment, I'm going to play part of Bill and Melinda Gates, Robin DiAngelo. Does she even know she's carrying out a program to get subservient whites to go into the paradigm of submission, but to have other white people become tribal? Here it is.
To be white in so many ways is to be raised to be functionally illiterate on the topic of race. I am white, and part of being white is that I was not raised to see myself in racial terms. I mean, I understood that somebody had race, but not really me. But to be white is to see oneself outside of race, to see oneself as a unique, special individual, exempt from the forces of socialization.
Outrageous lies, just insane BS. White people.
I'll never forget a moment of standing beside a black man leading a workshop on race, and a white woman said to him, "I don't see color." He said, "Well, then how are you going to see racism? Because I am black. I do think you know that, and I have a different experience than you do. And you're not going to be able to understand that, and you're not going to be able to support the parts of that experience that are really painful and problematic if you refuse to acknowledge my reality. I don't see color is..."
Stop right there. I can't look at her. This is a serpent. You have Christians and good people that say, "I just want to be nice. I want to get along. I want to hire folks off of their background and what they've done, not off of color they are." Oh, that's racism. See, they're fighting what the globalists can't stand, the abolitionist Christian movement. How would the Democrats, how would the head of Planned Parenthood, Bill Gates' dad, how would they come back at us? Bill Gates' dad worked with Margaret Sanger when he was a young man. How are they going to come with this? A chicken neck demon going, "Oh, a woman says, I don't want to see your color. I just want to, you know, oh, no, you've got to see my color. That's how we fight racism." No, that's how you create it. And then once it is about color, like Crips and Bloods, well, now you're in the gang. Now I got to be that because I'm white walking down the street. Let's go out to break with some of that. And you're just trying to go in a hotel and 20-something black people come up and beat you and break your eyes and knock your eyeball out because you're white and spit on you. That racial attack, it happens all the time. It's okay, though, see? Because, see, they learn to see the race. And they taught that white devil. They taught that white devil good. Too bad they didn't kill him. Damn white devil. There's no need for me, Alex Jones here, back live, thanks for joining us. There's no need for me to play Bill Gates releasing a bunch of mosquitoes and bragging about reducing world population. You've all seen that. Or what about him saying we need to cut carbon till we cut the human population and the TED TV Talks group laughs about it? Or what about Bill Gates saying, oh, if you don't give grandma end-of-life care and don't try to save her, you can hire 10 teachers, but that's death panels. And we're not supposed to talk about that. The idea that don't give somebody end-of-life care, your life gets better. No, when we treat people like they're pieces of garbage, it makes our life worse, too, because somebody else treats us like garbage. Because we don't all stick up for each other. We all end up getting hung. But that's just historical common sense. And that's why the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is so upset with InfoWars and what we do, and they've got this whole army of academics out there teaching white people that they are inherently bad. And see, Bill Gates actually funds groups releasing mosquitoes that have had pathogens added into Florida, into areas of Africa, into areas of Asia, Latin America. He's been caught illegally planting GMO corn in Brazil. We have the articles years ago up on InfoWars.com and the videos. And it's all about him showing you openly, throwing it in your face what he's going to do to you. And Warren Buffett. Oh, they're such nice men. Warren Buffett gave 30-something billion and so did Bill and Melinda to their tax-free foundation that owns their houses and their helicopters. And their everything is all tax exempt because they're that special group that's allowed to do whatever they want. And what do they push? Forced inoculation. What do they push? The breakup of the family. What do they push? Oh, fixing public schools. But they mean federalizing and globalizing and corporatizing them even worse. Make the system fail, then bring in your control. And they fund teaching people that no, you are racist because you're white. You're inherently bad because you're white. And you need to see color and nothing but color, not someone's deeds, but people in their groups. And we're going to bring in unlimited numbers of minorities till you're the minority, but still you're the ruling class because you're white. As Bernie Sanders said, try to cue that up. White people don't know what it's like to be poor. And he went on from there. Now, most of the homeless people I see are white. There's some black folks and Hispanics. I mean, the truth is whites are number 10 on the list of racial groups per capita money. If you look, it's Asians, South Koreans, Japanese, Chinese, Indians. Great. But Bernie Sanders says white people don't know what it's like to be poor. Think about the incredible inherent racism in their own words of that. But see, when Bernie says we need to socialize the wealth to save Baltimore, Democrats are already in control there. That's why the roads are collapsing, why there's rats everywhere, why they don't care. You go, hey, we need to really help Baltimore with real industry. Shut up, don't call black people rats. That's how they change the subject over and over and over again. These are very nasty people that believe humanity is defeated. Can I have another video list, guys? Thanks. Who believe that, oh, I have it right here, who believe that we're basically done, who believe that we're through, and so just push the most evil, the most corruption, the most cynical thing you can, and humanity will just give up and will adapt to being slaves. That's the operating formulae of the situation. Because they believe the Christian egalitarian system of modernizing and helping the third world created this population bloom. And they want to use the population bloom that Christianity created as a battering ram against the West and what's left of it, because the idea of treating people good is so antithetical to these social engineers' way of life. So they've got to take full control of civilization and society to wreck things, to prove that the experiment of radical egalitarianism and liberalism in the West is a failure. The Renaissance of Christianity was already defeating the corruption of the church, the corruption of the nobility and the royalty. That's why Adam Weishaupt came along right as he saw it teetering to bring in his own occultic new system of domination. And out of that flows the communist revolutions and the hundreds of millions of dead. And we're sitting here talking about the real issues on this show. Not how bold and beautiful and dangerous Caitlyn Jenner is. An old man dressed like a woman. And all of these fraudulent, foppistic exercises in debilitating humanity and creating a fog of distress and confusion to the point of we're killing babies after they're born. We're killing old people for no reason. We've got weird leftists going around being paid huge amounts of money who are white to say, well, blacks won't tell you whites are bad, but I'm here to say whites are bad and they need to get it. And it's all funded by a grasping eugenicist who, after Hitler was defeated, didn't know what to do. IBM ran the Nazi Germany. And IBM put Bill Gates in power. IBM created that whole subsidiary to get around trust busting. And IBM runs the supercomputers and the AI. And IBM runs basically the whole show behind the scenes. So you hear about Google, you hear about Alphabet, you hear about Facebook, you hear about Twitter, but all behind the scenes is IBM. And it's not a Nazi conspiracy. It's not a German conspiracy. It's a eugenicist globalist conspiracy hatched in London, England, 170 years ago. And it runs the whole show. And it's got the plan. And it's carrying the whole deal out. You know, the concentration camp, people had that number on them. That was the number, because they didn't have barcodes or chips then, that you entered into the computer. Pull up Thomas Watson. Thomas Watson and Hitler. Pull up the photos for yourself. He got awards higher than Hitler was given. You know who financed Margaret Sanger? You know who financed all these people? Hitler. IBM. Cold Springs Harbor. Thomas Watson did not even ever take profit himself. He gave all his money into a foundation upon his death to carry out the purification of the race. In today's numbers, he put more than $10 trillion into this. And they're hyping up and winding the minorities up, who are the majority worldwide, into a fiendish group of zombies, hell-bent on conquering the West, and everyone's going to cheer when the bioweapons are released in the future. And 2 billion, 3 billion, 4 billion people die. Race-specific bioweapons. HIV was only a test. It's killed hundreds of millions of Africans. And even though the Africans are being wound up into an army to come over here and slit my throat, you can show the video of the mother and child being thrown across into the tracks because they were white in Berlin, and the left says it's good, they're white. But you see, it's a setup. They send an army to kill you, and then they're going to kill that army. They're going to kill every black person on earth. And anyone with any African genes is going to die. And the genetics jumps across. It's going to kill so many people. And you're all going to die. It's liberal, don't worry. Oh, all the Arabs are going to die. Any Sephardic Jews are going to die. But don't worry, all the big bankers have got their bunkers built so they can sit out and watch it all happen, their big cleansing. No, it's not a James Bond Moonraker plot. It's the real world. By the way, that Moonraker plot is an actual theoretical plot. Out really the secrets of globalism, the end game, where the rat hole leads. World government, weaponized third world populations, and finally, race-specific bioweapons being released to wipe out large portions of the world population. I mean, that's always been the plan. A lot of that's declassified. Trump's bucking that. I've been bucking that because even though groups are being weaponized to hate me and come after me and kill me, I understand it's part of a larger plan to manipulate me into supporting that, and then I lose my soul. And so the devil's big trick is creating a climate that's super evil and super destructive so that you basically will do horrible things to physically survive. But instead of helping your fellow man, instead of transcending the corruption and the evil, you end up getting destroyed. And at the heart of this is the groups and the money behind Bill and Melinda Gates and the eugenicists. And Oprah Winfrey's part of their operation to depopulate Africa and the rest of it. And I saw footage this morning. I don't think I sent it to the crew, but it's on CNN of Nigeria, a man climbing on the plane, trying to get in, trying to get out and go to America, hanging off the jumbo jet. And then see, once he gets here, he'll be weaponized and told white people are bad and Christ is evil. And that'll all be Bill and Melinda Gates that telling. But You're really going to sit back while he gets hit by a bioweapon and he dies, and you're going to feel good? When the policies were set in place to make sure that they never got industry, they never got any culture, they never got any plan. In fact, those countries were sabotaged and put into debt to control them by the very same fake leftist groups that control Bill and Melinda Gates. Where they give them a $1 billion loan and they paid 50-something billion on it but never get anything because their leaders were bought off to be corrupt, just like Democrat blue cities. Can be run by white people or black people. They can have Democrat white cities, Democrat black cities. They're all the same. Drugs, cess, trash, corrupt police, because it's a system of feudalism. It's a system of control. It's an anti-Christian, anti-Western, anti-Renaissance, anti-God system of keep people down to control them. And the very big mega bankers have hundreds of billions in tax-free foundations. Call themselves philanthropists. That means I'm rich and I don't pay taxes. And you read the Royal Commission in 1949 by Queen Elizabeth's father, before he died. And they say in that big report, they say we could reduce the population in the third world and industrialize them and help them. But we actually want to increase their number and then exploit them in phase one. And then exploit their populations against the West in phase two, type of reverse colonialism, which will be a big race to the bottom, dragging down wages and eliminating the more egalitarian liberal systems that get in the way of empire. So they're discussing how they would suppress the third world, how they would then balloon populations but uneducated, and then how they would use them as weapons and systems to anchor down wages and productivity, because we're all competing against slaves, making us all slaves, which is what slave masters want, and that is the mathematics of tyranny. From a cold-blooded psychotic perspective, it makes perfect sense, because these inbred elites have twisted high IQs, but they are fundamentally cheaters, like cancer in the body. Cancer takes over, lives a year, thinks it's dominant, have had a consciousness, but it's cancer. It kills its host, and it dies. And the globalists are like cancer. They've got a master plan, and they're going to merge with machines, and they're going to escape all the bad things they've done by not physically dying. They're going to defeat the Faustian bargain. You're never going to defeat anything. The New World Order is damned to hell. There is a spiritual world. There is a God. There is a spirit of Satan. And this is all just a test on this planet. The so-called rulers of this world are the failures that chose the devil instead of God, like the phony preachers. Want to find Satan? Go to a church. Want to find God? Go down into the red light district like Jesus Christ did and find real people and then redeem them. Don't find the fakes that claim they know God. They knew God and turned their face. They joined Lucifer.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talk.
Okay, Gerald Celente is about to take over in the next segment. The great trends forecaster, good friend of mine. He's been taking Trump to the woodshed. Yeah, we know he's better than Hillary, but we need to get on his butt to get him to do the right thing. DrudgeReport.com is top linked to my video I shot yesterday that I aired on the show. Why is Trump committing suicide? Very, very important. Please share that link with everybody you know. I know the White House has seen it. I want to thank DrudgeReport.com for linking to it. But first, let's also remember, we kick off at 8 a.m. tomorrow, 40-hour special broadcast. We're going to cover Clown World Part 2, the Democrat debates. We've got reporters in Detroit, Michigan right now on the street. All that is coming up tomorrow night and the next night, and you spread the word. And those links is how we get around the censors. We built our own platform, our own video, our own audio streams. Promote your local AM and FM stations you're listening to as well. But in the outreach, you may have family in another town, another city. Tell them about Infowars.com/show. And tell them about that local radio station where they can stream the show as well. It's all about word of mouth. That trumps the censors. So from now until the end of the segment, I'm going to play part of my emergency message to Trump that did get his attention, I'm told. And you should send this out as well, because this is the big central issue. And please don't forget, it's the last day to get 50% off DNA Force. One of the last days to get the Chris Pratt style Don't Tread on Me American flag that's about to sell out. And that all funds the operation. So thank you all for your support. And 50% off on all InfoWars Life high-quality storable foods that are private labeled from the great folks at My Patriot Supply. So that's InfoWarsStore.com. or 888-253-3139. But right now, let's go ahead and go to my emergency message to the president asking him, why are you committing suicide?
President Trump, I am here to respectfully tell you that if you don't wake the fuck up and take action right now, you're not going to get reelected in 2020. In fact, the globalists are going to steal that election and then fully overthrow this nation as you know well. I'm about to give you a briefing on the endgame of censorship and the fact that you must act now. Mr. President, if we're able to get this report to you, I beg you for yourself, your family, my family, and the whole world to understand that your blind spot, your Achilles heel, is your confidence that you can overpower the censors and overpower the manipulation that we saw in 2016. That was intense, but nothing compared to what the Democrats and the deep state are doing this time. They have pulled out all the stops. In just the last 3 days, Mr. President, we have seen over 200 million followers to scores of popular Instagram and Facebook accounts deleted and the accounts removed. Some of these accounts had 43 million followers apiece. Others had over 30 million. If you combine just the top two accounts that got deleted for no reason other than they were politically popular and shared your information, that's more followers than you have on Twitter. The Democrats admit, the EU admits, the big tech giants admit that memes are more powerful than all cable news combined now. It's how America communicates. And the fact that you've let them do this to thousands of other prominent conservatives and nationalists and haven't taken action yet other than criticizing it has greenlit the purges to now be exponential. This is your distribution network that was getting your speeches and your statements and your administration's truth out to counter the establishment lies. And they're just being annihilated on a daily basis. Over 200 million in just the last 3 days. Look at this. At Spicy MP4 had over 40 million followers, people that signed up over the years to follow the memes and post, most of it your information, all gone, unable to communicate. Popular meme aggregator Yerdank with over 30 million followers gone in just the last few days, dozens of his accounts. And it goes on and on and on. Every few hours, new giant list come out, we go click on them, they're dead, they're gone. Gone, 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 because nothing is being done by your administration. We've heard a bunch of talk about antitrust, we've heard a bunch of talk about injunctions. This is election meddling. Imagine if hundreds and hundreds of millions of people following Democrat sites and Democrat news organizations were suddenly being deleted in a coordinated fashion. There would be an outcry the likes of which the world's never seen. Federal courts have ruled that people can attack you and lie about you on Twitter and have it posted to the very top, but they can then delete everybody completely and remove them forever. Your namesake, your son, Don Jr., has been one of the most prominent people accurately exposing what's happening and the peril to this country and your second term. You've got Tucker Carlson. You've got Matt Drudge doing a great job exposing it. But I know what's going on. The big fat cat politicos at Fox and other areas, they want the hundreds of millions of donation money to only go to their PACs, only go to their advertisements. Nobody's even advertising with meme makers in places like InfoWars. We didn't get any money in the last election. We just wanted to see the country made great again, just like you do. But because the old, dying, political, neocon media system is jealous and envious of new media, they're working with the Democrats openly to suppress and shut down their competition at America and your expense. Trump, I'm sitting here watching these Lillipullies eat you alive and carve you up like a giant ham. And damn it, I care about you, and my fate's tied to you, and I'm pissed, buddy. If you keep sitting there and taking this crap, I'm not going to put up with it anymore. Because it doesn't matter how good your agenda is and how many other great things you do. If you sit there and let these out-of-control criminals walk in here and steal our First Amendment and steal this damn election, then I don't know what I'm going to be forced to do. But let me tell you, watching you let these bastards pull this off makes me sick. And so I'm begging my listeners and my viewers to light a fire under everybody in your administration's ass. to stand up for the First Amendment and to move out of the way of your second term after this whole Russiagate got proven as a fraud so we can try to restore this republic against the globalists. They're trying to shut it down. President Trump, you've got 13.9 million followers on Instagram. Just two accounts on Instagram had over 70 million that promoted everything you're doing. Do you understand that? That's just two of the hundreds of millions gone the last few days. Hillary understood the power of the internet. She tried to dominate social media, but nobody wanted to follow her, even though Facebook and Google and Twitter force-fed her. They underestimated you. They underestimated the people. But now they haven't underestimated it. And they're pulling out all the stops for people to vote in the names of dead folks and for electronic voting machine fraud and for flooding the borders and for all of this. But the big enchilada is the internet. And I just sit here with horror, watching you be lied about and myself being lied about and watching the hell we go through trying to restore this republic. And you said we should never let another president or another country or this nation go through this again. And I agree with you. But we're going through something even worse right now. And Russiagate's been a distraction from censorship gate and election meddling gate. In closing, I have some final words for the president and some final words for viewers and listeners and other media people. As I said, other than Matt Drudge and Tucker Carlson and Don Jr. and a few others, everybody else thought it was cute when I got banned. And they'd say, oh, how is it? How you doing? We're so sad for you. And I'd say, oh, you're sad for me? They're coming for you next. And after they take all your speech, they're going to take all the rest of your freedom. That's how it works. And a year later, here we are. So it's very painful to watch folks at the big Trump event at the White House go, oh, Alex was patient zero. We wish he was here. I don't give a rat's ass about being in the middle of the swamp at the White House. I care about freedom and defeating tyrants. And I warned you all how they were coming for everybody's freedoms. And now we're here. So we need to take action now and realize they first demonize somebody, ban them, make it all about them, and then everybody else follows. And that's what's been done. Trump's the target. The American people are the target. We're all the target. And we've got to stand together because we don't have free speech and a First Amendment. What do we have? Big tech is the modern telecommunications system, like the telephone. And we all have a right to it. I'm going to end this special report with a little clip of Dr. Epstein. Full congressional testimony is on InfoWars.com. Congress is starting to figure out what's happening. But we don't have that long for this learning curve. We've got to have a crash course in awakening now. And that's why InfoWars.com stands strong as the tip of the spear. And that's why the globalists want us shut down, because we are the modern Paul Revere's. Thank you all for your support. Here's a short clip of Dr. Epstein.
All right. Why is the President Trump committing suicide? Is the video on InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. But the easiest place to find it is DrudgeReport.com, right on the right-hand side. Gerald Celente, for the next 45 minutes, is ready. He is in the bullpen, and he's coming out on the other side. Remember, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Only way folks learn about those URLs is your word of mouth. Please crush big tech.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great to be here on The Alex Jones Show. Yep. And again, do what you can to support InfoWars, because they're robbing us of our freedom. First Amendment, bye-bye, like a lot of the Constitution. So buy those products, put your money where your heart is. So it's great being here. And just for example, how they keep robbing us. As I say, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a conservative. I'm not a liberal. I'm not a progressive. I'm an American. And I believe in the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And I don't need anybody dressed up in a robe or anything else to tell me how to interpret it. I'm totally qualified to do it myself. And I find it offensive that other people think that they know what the words mean better than I do. I mean, after all, I am a man that's written a number of best-selling books, have a magazine, the Trends Journal, been writing since 1986 in the spirit of 76. So I don't need anybody to tell me how to interpret the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, or the Bill of Rights. So they had this terrible event that just happened at the Gilroy Garlic Festival in California that left three dead. Some sick person lost their mind. So now we're going to hear about robbing us more of our Second Amendment rights, as though that's going to help by banning guns. There are over 350 million guns, probably 400 million out there. It'll be as successful as the war on drugs. All it will do is build another federal agency to rob us of more of our rights. Banning guns won't stop sick people from doing sick things. For example, this is about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Some crazy guy said that they stole his copy, his animation group in Kyoto, Japan. And he burnt the place down. Killed about 33 people. So what are they going to do? Ban matches? Ban flammable fluid? You're not going to stop sick people. To me, you know what's causing this sickness? Is the American mentality of war. I'm tired of people bragging about, oh, you know, we're the greatest military. You know, no, you're not. Not the greatest military the world has ever seen. They haven't won a war since World War II that the politicians have started. And you saw the polls that have come out where the majority of the soldiers, they risked their lives and limbs and minds, said how worthless the Iraq and Afghan wars are. So when you have a mentality that continually promotes violence, violence runs into the mainstream. The fish rots from the head down. That's why I launched Occupy Peace. I'm a true believer in the founding fathers and what they fought for. And I have the buildings, three of them, that sit on the most historic four corners of America where I launched Occupy Peace. You can't have liberty, love, joy, and beauty in a state of terror and freaks feeling you up when you get in the airport, get on a plane, and surveillance everywhere you look and don't look. So that's what's building the sickness. Banning guns, not going to do anything. You have to change the mindset. And for me, I don't want to die for war, but I'll fight for peace. Once you call out war, game over. And for me, with all these wars, game's over, fight's on. And I'm a fighter. Had my own school in close combat for many years. I don't get in fights when I don't have to. But I'll attack the attacker anytime. I also know as a fighter, you don't want to get into any fight. You never know it'll happen, no matter how good you think you are. Who got this? Who got that? What could happen to you? Slip. Anything could happen. So you avoid the fight. And you avoid the war. But I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. I hear Alex talking about Christianity, so let's stay with the Prince of Peace. I know nobody talks about the Prince of Peace and calling him the Prince of Peace, especially during Christmas time. Got to sell product. And Easter's only about the Easter Bunny. But seriously, it has to stop, or else this violence will just continue. So I want to move on to a couple of issues here. On the market front, Wednesday's the big day here in the USA. Fed prepares rate cut amid worries about low inflation. I want to stay on that low inflation because they can't figure out why inflation's gone up. Hey, how about those housing prices down in
Lots of North Carolina. It's gone up 70% over the last 8 years. Well, that's not inflation. All these dramatic price hikes of houses, that's not inflation. Inflation numbers are cooked. But the reason you're seeing low inflation in a number of products, it's what I call the 5-0 formula. You only get it from the Trends Journal. Alex talked about it a little bit before. I heard some talking about overpopulation. Figure it out. We had about 1.7 billion people on the planet about 100 years ago. 1.7. We've added six. 6 billion more. You think you'd get some cheap labor? So that's driving prices down, because when you look at wages in America, they're barely going up. They're not even close to real inflation. More labor than labor needs. Number two, that's overpopulation, of course. Number two, overproduction. They've produced more product than they need because you have overcapacity. Online brought down the prices. Open borders. That's another one. There you got it. Overpopulation. Overcapacity. Online. Open borders. And open production. That's why you have low inflation. So we're going to know Wednesday what they're going to do with interest rates. If they drop them 50 basis points, watch gold go up sharply. That's right. So stay tuned Wednesday. See what the Fed is going to do. Because they're going to juice this market. It's a global slowdown. We're going to be back in a few.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being here on The Alex Jones Show. And don't forget, put your money where your mind and heart are. You know me. I love that super male vitality. Yep. 50% off DNA Force Plus and super male vitality. Up to 50% off storable foods and water filters. Last day. So jump on board. And boy, you need those water filters. Hey, how's the water over there in Flint, huh? But that was only a couple of years ago. It's still terrible, like most of the places around the country. We got wars to fight and people to kill. We don't have any money to fix this country up. With Occupy Peace, you do. Anyway, talking about the economy. As you know from Friday's data, U.S. economy slowed in second quarter, down 2.1%. Industrial production declined 1.9%. The reason for this is those tax breaks that Trump gave to big corporations in 2018 are wearing out now. So they're not putting the money into industrial production. They're putting it into stock buybacks, which they've done over $1 trillion worth. So, we're looking here at the slowdown of the global economy. The United States is one of the few doing strong because of the tax cuts. Weary business slow U.S. growth. That was the headline over the weekend in the Wall Street Journal. So, we have a decade-long expansion, but it's slowing down. Trade, this is important. Trade was down. Exports fell at a 5.2% decline. You know what boosted things up? Stealing more money from us. That's right. You know what they call it? Government spending. We need jobs for us, our family, and our friends. So we're going to create these moronic, stupid jobs that we call government jobs. And we increase your taxes so you could pay them for these moronic jobs of incompetent imbeciles for the most part. Government spending boosted overall growth, rising. You ready for this? at a 5% annual rate. Very important. Earnings for the S&P 500 appear to have grown in the second quarter at their most anemic pace since mid-2016. So, goes back to the rate hikes, or I should say, the rate declines. Are they going to go down 25 basis points on Wednesday or 50? If they go to 50, you will see gold skyrocket. Industrial profits fall in June, add to fears of a slowdown. This is China. Economic growth in the second quarter slowed to a near 30-year low. In the first 6 months, industrial firms earned profits that were down 2.4% from a year earlier. Let's go over to Germany. That's the highlight place over there in Europe. The best of everything when it comes to jobs and production. The IFO employment barometer falls further. Fewer German companies are planning to hire new staff. As the economy cools, it is increasingly having an impact on the labor market. Now remember, this is from IFO. This is a serious organization. You ready? Once again, more industrial companies reported that they generally intend to reduce their workforce. The boom times are over for now. That's from Germany, the boom times. You look at the whole European zone, European Central Bank signals rate cuts, relaunch of stimulus. They pumped in about $3 trillion of stimulus, buying back corporate bonds. You have negative bond yields in Germany and in France. You buy a 10-year bond, you get back less than what you bought it for in 10 years. The governments are buying up these bonds to keep this going. European Central Bank signal that is preparing to cut short-term interest rates for the first time since 2016 and restart a giant bond buying program, marking a significant policy shift that aims to insulate the wobbling Eurozone economy from global headwinds. All right? It's a global slowdown. What does this mean? Well, over there in Switzerland, they're trying to do everything they can to bring the Swiss currency down because it's going up really high because the euro is going down low, as a lot of other currencies are, as they're lowering interest rates. The United States currency is staying strong despite building up more debt because the other ones are going so weak. There's a global slowdown. It's one country after another. And you're feeling it here in the States. Home ownership fell in the second quarter for the second straight quarter as high prices and people that are burdened with college debt cannot afford to buy them. Story today, Wall Street Journal. Financial crisis yields renters. Now the median age of a home buyer is 46 years old, the oldest since the National Association of Realtors began keeping records. Again, wages aren't going up because of the five O's. Overpopulation, overcapacity, overproduction, online and open borders. Home ownership rates have fallen as young Americans are priced out of the market. About 40% of young adults aged 25 to 34 were homeowners in 2018, according to the data by Freddie Mac. That's down 8% since 2001. This is why you see populist movements springing up around the world, but not in the United States. The data is there. So people are moving into apartments. And that sector you're seeing growing stronger in the financial market sector. The vacancy rate for rental apartments fell to 6.8% from 7%. This is despite mortgage rates going down. What I'm saying to you, all on InfoWars, is that we are going to enter the greatest depression after all these money pumping schemes run out of juice. We don't believe it will happen until early 2021, because the Federal Reserve is going to aggressively lower interest rates between now and then. And the then is when we come back to show you what's going to then happen. Be back soon. All in all, it's just a hell of breaking the wall.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
This town.
Put your money where your heart is and your mind. InfoWars, you got that special going on last day. Get that mail vitality at an economy. All right, I was talking about the 5-0 formula. This is very important. Remember, overpopulation, overproduction, overcapacity. As a result of the overcapacity, overproduction. Online, you can buy it a lot cheaper in a lot of instances. And open borders, stuff could come flooding in from everywhere. Again, we're the only ones saying this is my 5-0 formula. Here's a story right out of the toilet paper record. Beijing, China has too many factories making too many goods. Its biggest overseas customers aren't buying like before. There's a global slowdown. Overcapacity and overproduction, that's why you don't have inflation going up. And that's going to be one of the reasons why the Federal Reserve is going to lower rates. And we'll see again how much. President steps up criticism of the World Trade Organization in Beijing. Yep, President Trump threatened to have the U.S. unilaterally revoke the special breaks that global rules grant to nations that call themselves developing countries. Again, last week when I was on hosting this show, I was totally against what Trump was doing and is doing in Venezuela and Iran. Don't dig his foreign policy, not for me. 100% behind this. China should have never come into the World Trade Organization. The Clintons brought them in. And they say they came in 2001, 2 weeks after 9/11, when no one was paying attention. This is his tweet. The World Trade Organization, the WTO, is broken when the world's richest countries claim to be developing countries to avoid WTO rules and get special treatment. No more. I agree. They're not a developing nation. In a few years, China's going to be the richest nation on earth. And that's a trend forecaster. that you could bank on. The numbers are there. They're buying up the world. The business of America's war. The business of China's business. Trump wrote in a tweet, quote, "Today I directed the U.S. Trade Representative to take action so that countries stop cheating the system at the expense of the USA. So, this is real. They're getting special breaks." Trump went on to say that Mr. Trump, however, has contended that China shouldn't qualify for the benefits that come with developing country status, which include export subsidies and procedural advantages for World Trade Organization disputes. And it goes on to say that other developed countries have these same concerns. The game has to change. I'm for closing the borders, and not for a border wall. That's ugly and stupid. This is the 21st century. We have the technology that can stop this. And with Occupy Peace, when we close all those bases overseas and bring home the troops, we could have them secure the homeland rather than fighting in foreign countries and dying for lost causes. So I'm totally in favor of him on those two issues. Again, people don't have money. So as a trend forecaster, I say these things and point these out so you can see the opportunities and where things are going. A story in today's Wall Street Journal. And that's what our work is. Current events form future trends. We look at the geopolitical, economic, a globalnomic viewpoint. We look at many different issues to see where the future is heading. The only magazine in the world where you read tomorrow's trends today. Pick up Time Magazine. It's last week's news tomorrow. No time at all. Out of time. Off time. Store brands pinch food makers. This is a very important story. Store-based products from cheese to canned tomatoes are eating away at the sales of big food retailers. They say that younger customers aren't as interested in older brands. That's true to an extent. Tie it together. I just talked about younger customers can't afford to buy a house. How about that, huh? They can't afford to buy the brands either. That's why you're going to start seeing more of this growing. So it's a two-tier society, the haves and the have-nots. The haves are going to step up on the quality of their purchases, going more organic, more clean food. Clean food, by the way, is a term that I coined. New York Times did a story back in the 90s on it. And then you have the mass average that can't afford in a living day to day. Important trend to watch. I want to talk about geopolitics, and I also want to talk about propaganda and why you should support InfoWars and, of course, consider subscribing to the Trends Journal, because we say it the way it is. I want to give you an example of how they use propaganda. This is from the Wall Street Journal a few days ago. Protest images fan Chinese public anger. Hong Kong clashes escalate. Raise alarm. Hong Kong protesters head to airport. All right, none of this sounds really. Hong Kong protesters head to airport. Okay, so what? Hong Kong clashes escalate. Raise alarm. All right. Now, remember, that was over the weekend. This is today. Kremlin critic hospitalized after detention. Wow. Kremlin critic hospitalized. They don't talk about in all of these other stories, you have to read into them, how many people were arrested and beaten by the police in Hong Kong. You got to wait, go read all the way to over here. Police later charged with batons, clubbing, and detaining a number of protesters. But then when it happens in Russia, here's today's Financial Times. Russia police crush Moscow demonstration. And by the way, this demonstration was, according to what was reported, that they tried to stop it. It was illegal. They kept going. But regardless, you could protest all you want. I'm all for it. You have quotes from Amnesty International and human rights activists criticizing the Russians. But you don't have that in the stories about the police beating and gassing the people in Hong Kong, where they also had to close down certain areas because of so much tear gas by the police. So here you got it now in the Financial Times. Riot police beat crowds of protesters with batons and dragged scores into police trucks in a brutal response to a rally call to protest against the decision to allow opposition candidates on the ballot, blah, 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 blah. So the police beat crowds of protesters with the batons and dragged scores into police trucks. They brutally beat them. That's the way you read to get past the propaganda. I just wanted to give you that little trend tracking lesson so we could keep hating those Russians, but those Hong Kongers, Chinese are up there. Hypocrisy. This is Gerald Celente. See you the next time.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.